When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL. Get in the know, nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and scorenorth.com.
Would this make you more likely to take a quarterback in two picks from now? If you were going to do it, this is kind of the time to do it, right?
But I don't think the Vikings will. I think the Vikings are very much so. Here's the thing about Mills though that's going to scare them. He is a project. Like he has played. I don't think he got to 15 college starts at Stanford. Okay, so he's not a guy. He is probably not a guy that can come in and be a backup for you in 2021. He would be a project guy. You'd probably make your roster. You wouldn't cut him and try and practice squad him. But I don't think that you could play him and therefore have him as your backup. So I think if he goes in the third round, you're doing that for the future. And everything that we have seen so far about this team screams we are all in for next year. So that's why I think Trask you could have probably had as a backup. And Kellen Mond, perhaps. But here's the problem with Mond. The way he plays is probably runs so different from the way that your offense operates that you might not be comfortable there. That doesn't mean he wouldn't be a good pick, and it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be doing things differently, but football teams don't look at life like that.
The top players on Arif Hassan's Big Board, as he tweets as we head to the third round, the top three players here, I'll just go off these guys. Joseph Asai from Texas, an edge rusher, is available. Wyatt Davis from Ohio State, a guard, is available. Jalen Mayfield from Michigan, another offensive tackle, he is available. So edge, offensive guard, offensive tackle, and then after that would go cornerback, linebacker, cornerback. So I think this edge rusher, I think Joseph Asai, honestly, that would probably be the safer one to do. But the quarterback one is interesting. Makes things interesting now with Trask off the board.
Also official now that this is the first time since 2014 the Vikings did not select in the second round. So If those of you in Write That Down had the Vikings with a second-round pick, you are wrong, wrong, wrong. Point off the board.
Good luck doing the accountability session, by the way, for all of us. Like I hats off to you for that, because that's going to
take a while.
Yeah.
How surprised are you guys that they didn't get back in? I really thought that Rick would be so bothered by this that he would get a pick if it was towards the end, but I really thought that he would get a second round pick, and I'm genuinely surprised that he didn't.
Yeah, I am surprised too. I don't know what their board looks like. Maybe they just love the depth in the third round, and they just feel like, let's just stand pat. Let's not give up one of these picks. What do you got, Dex?
Jaguars have taken defensive back Andre Sisco, so that would mean the Minnesota Vikings would be on the clock.
Vikings on the clock. Yeah. Strap in. Pour a drink.
Okay, hold on.
This is their second pick in the 2021 draft. All right, boys. So here's what's available right now for the Vikings with the 66th overall pick. Their biggest positions of need as we see it are offensive guard, edge rusher, backup quarterback, secondary depth in that mix, and maybe third wide receiver. Here are the best available players according to ESPN's big board. Ronnie Perkins, defensive end, Oklahoma. That would be logical, right? A defensive end here if they have him high on their board too.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to go through the positions that matter to the Vikings. So the best defensive ends on the board are Ronnie Perkins from Oklahoma, Patrick Jones II, and Rashad Weaver, both from Pittsburgh, and Dalen Hayes from Notre Dame. On the offensive guard board, Quinn Miners from Wisconsin Whitewater. Did Wyatt Davis already go? Wyatt Davis from Ohio State.
When I read that from Arif, too, I thought he did. Maybe he didn't.
The other Ohio State kid went. So maybe Wyatt Davis on the board. And then Trey Smith from Tennessee is another interesting one here. And then Ben Cleveland from Georgia. So in terms of edge rushers and offensive guards, that's what you're looking at. And also Kellen Mond is on the board. And Davis Mills is on the board.
What would quarterback would be fun.
What would you guys do? Not what would Rick Spielman do. What would you guys do here?
I'd go quarterback. But
I go Kellen Mond.
Because it's more fun for me. I'm doing it for me.
I draft Kellen Mond here. Oh my God. The pick is in.
Oh my God.
The pick is in.
Wow.
The Vikings just drafted Kellen Mond, quarterback, Texas A&M.
Oh, bravo. Good for
Let's get crazy, folks.
You know.
All right. Strap in, boys. Dex, why don't you let's give Dex a minute to send out some social media plugs, because this is the party right here. This is where it's at right now.
Come on, drink
on the
up.
Purple Daily YouTube channel. Kellen Mond is the pick for the Vikings at 66. I've only seen that from a couple places. I haven't seen it from any heavy hitters yet. But that is a game changer for a couple reasons. And there it is. Yes, Chad Graff and Courtney Cronin both confirming it. I'm just going to read some tweets here from people that are plugged in, and then we can react. And then we can start Vikings vent line at some point too. Chad Graff, with the 66th pick, the Vikings select quarterback Kellen Mond. They're preparing for life after Kirk Cousins. Chris Thomason, Vikings stand pat with the second pick in the third round and get Kellen Mond, quarterback, Texas A&M. He's in line to be the backup in 2021 and could be groomed to replace Kirk Cousins at some point. So here's what we know, okay? Kirk has the third highest cap hit of any quarterback in the league this year and the second highest cap hit of any quarterback in the league next year. Now, His salary is guaranteed for next year. You can get out from underneath the full cap hit by moving him. So you're not on the hook for the $45 million or whatever it is to the cap if you move him. But it's so hard to win a Super Bowl when you're paying a good, not great quarterback that kind of money. He's not very mobile, right? There's all these things that go into it. And so based on history, when you look at quarterbacks who are drafted – and Dex, on-air production, can you push that too for us?
You got it.
So when you look at quarterbacks drafted third round, fourth round, in those middle rounds, there's only like a 18 to 20% chance historically that those guys pan out to be viable starting quarterbacks. So the odds are against Kellen Mond being a viable starting quarterback. But these are the chances you have. You can't just not take chances at this position, right? You can't just live in fear of Christian Ponder repeating himself year after year. You got to step in the ring, and you have to take some shots at the most important position in all of sports. And so I commend the Vikings for making this selection. Kellen Mond is going to be able to sit behind Cousins for the entire year if Cousins stays healthy, and he's going to be able to soak in life in the NFL and work on various things, mechanics, reading defenses, studying the playbook, etc. So I say whether this works out or not, bravo to Rick Spielman and the Minnesota Vikings for making a really tough decision here and taking a guy that's going to push Kirk Cousins potentially starting in 2022. So, Judd, your quick thoughts on Kellen Mond being the guy at 66.
Well, I think the difference or separator between Davis Mills and Kellen Mond is simple. Mills started 11 games over two seasons, which is nothing. Mond started for 4 years in college, set the A&M record for career passing yards, and threw for 19 touchdowns with just three picks. He's 6'3", 211 pounds, so he has good size. Yeah, this is the type of pick that I wanted the Vikings to make, because one, it's fun, and two, it's high time that they have some type of plan to replace Kirk, because I think the second that they went to Kirk in March or so and said, how about we redo your contract again? And Kirk said, I'm good now. I like my contract. That they probably said, and rightfully so, okay, that's cool. But after 2022, you're going to be gone. This doesn't mean that Kellen Mond is going to be the starter in 2024, but what it does mean is for the first time, they really do have a legitimate plan here, and it's not, well, we've got this backup guy that we can throw in, and he's a veteran, all due respect to Declan Goff. It's not, we've got Drew Locke, and he, you know what, he can play. Now the question becomes, do you have the right people to develop this kid? What's your style and what's the style of his play going to be? But this is an exciting move for a franchise that, for the most part, has not made moves like this. I feel, Phil, like it's ordinarily been the, okay, fifth or sixth round, let's take John David Booty. And you're always like, okay, he's not going to start. Like, it's never going to result. This feels like it has the chance to become something, which is really with the Spielman-led Vikings. It's not a common occurrence. And best case too, 2021, Kirk feels some pressure. Like, let's say the kid plays well, comes and plays well in training camp, right? He's not going to replace Kirk. But from the day that Kirk got here, Kirk has never felt any legitimate threat. It's been Mannion, and we like Jake Browning. Jake Browning's not going to start here. I love the fact that this sort of does flip the quarterback situation a little bit to give it a different feel and to give you something that you think could be the starting point.
Boys, we all wanted some action tonight. I'm graduating to something a little bit more edgy here. Cheers to the Vikings making things interesting. A little bourbon here.
That's a smooth pour. Phil Mackey here,
right there.
When you're enjoying the draft.
Phil Mackey here for two-finger pours. When the Vikings draft a quarterback of the future, it's cause for two-finger pour celebration on Purple Daily. Yeah.
When it's time to relax.
All right, Sam Munson, our friend from Pro Football Focus, he tweets, Kellen Mond to Minnesota is really interesting.
Yep.
Mond has the tool set to become an NFL starter. He's got everything you need except a bit more aggression down the field. I think you can find that from him, particularly if he doesn't need to start early, which he doesn't. You can just let him chill and learn some things sitting in the background. So, boy, I love this. I think this is a great pick. And you know what? There's a much better chance that he doesn't become an NFL starter just based on where he's picked. And all of the history of where quarterbacks are picked, like guys in the third, fourth, fifth round, just like I said earlier, they just don't become NFL starters very often. But there's like a 1 in 4, 1 in 5 chance. And if you hit on it, the dude's going to make less than $1 million to the salary cap, I believe, starting in 2021. And so this is great. And you know what? Also, Kirk Cousins, forget about like whether you like him or not, or whether you think he's good or great, or the 8th best quarterback, or the 15th best quarterback. He's emerging into his mid-30s, okay? And I know that Tom Brady is in his 40s, and Drew Brees did it into his late 30s and whatnot, but Kirk's not on that level, okay? Once a guy gets into his mid-30s, you got to start thinking about life after Kirk. And so this is that. This is the Vikings thinking about their next potential starting quarterback, and it's just... It's got to be so nice to think about the fact that at least you have something to look forward to at the backup quarterback position, right? Like, I hate to go down this path because I think the Vikings are going to be good in 2021. But how demoralizing was it when the Vikings were 1-5 and Kirk is throwing interceptions to the Falcons defense, right? And the backup quarterback to replace him is Sean Mannion, right? So there's, you don't even get the excitement of, let's see what the young guy behind Kirk has, right? Because there is no young guy behind Kirk until right now. I love the pick. I think it's the exact type of thing they should be doing in that position. And the good news is they still have 3 more picks in the third round to help this year's team. So Kellen Mond doesn't help this year's team, probably not anyways. But they've got 3 more picks here in the next 20 or so that can help this year's team. So, yeah, we see all your people are raving about this for the most part in the YouTube comment section. If you're just joining us, this is Purple Daily. Mackie, Judd, Declan, our executive producer. It's presented by TCL. Enjoy more of what you love with TCL. And we'd appreciate if you could help give a boost to the show by clicking the like button on the YouTube video and clicking the subscribe button so that we, in turn, can give you daily Vikings entertainment and discussions just like this. So,
and Kirk, Kirk, a fourth round pick in 2012, the 102nd pick in that draft. So you can find guys here. Mm-hmm. I really like the fact that they are finally addressing this. I really like the fact that they're getting a guy that is going to have to be taken seriously, because I'm sorry, all due respect to Nate Stanley and Jake Browning, they were practice squad guys. I am also very curious to see, and it's going to be more behind the scenes, how this sits with Kirk. I think it's a great move, and I think it's totally fair. So I think Kirk should be fine. But quarterbacks, as we've seen, quarterbacks can get bristly about their replacement being on the roster. My reaction to that is it's too damn bad. So sorry. But here's the thing to keep in mind, where I think this is totally fair and I think it's a great move. Where it's completely fair is, I'm telling you, I'm pretty convinced that when they, you know, when they went to Kirk and said, Kirk, we're up against the cap again. I know that we restructured and changed your contract a year ago, but we'd like to do that again. And it sounds very clearly like Kirk said, no, I did it last year. I'm not going to continue to restructure. That the Vikings probably, if not to Kirk, internally said, okay, that's cool, but we're going to have to find your replacement because we're not going to continue now to do this dance. Mm-hmm. And Phil, to get to your point, can you imagine? I mean, let's just play this out best case. And let's say this pick works. Can you imagine the freedom that you now have? I mean, your whole salary cap thing is largely tied up in Kirk's contract. That's really your problem, if we want to call it a problem. So now if you've got a guy who's going to potentially be under your control for 4 years, and let's say two is starter where he's dirt cheap, that's a pretty good – that's a nice predicament to be in. So this is just a very, very smart move by guys who ironically might not be here when Mond is playing, but that's not the point. The franchise is being smart.
Apparently, is it true that Mel Kiper is sort of savaging this pick on ESPN right now? I saw a couple people. I saw our guy Drew McGarry was tweeting that Mel Kiper doesn't love the pick. I got a couple pieces of information for you guys to help add some context to this pick.
Yep.
I do have the NFL.com scouting profile on Kellen Mond, so we can go over the strengths and weaknesses, which are interesting. But I want to read to you Chris Sims' SI.com article from about a month and a half ago. Chris Sims' quarterback rankings for the 2021 draft. All right? And I don't know who's touting him this, but SI.com's Fan Nation is saying Chris Sims, probably the best quarterback scout in media today. Now, I haven't like followed his track record, so I don't know. Maybe he has a track record of huge whiffs on these things. But here, he ranked the top quarterbacks going into the draft and gave little blurbs on them. And I'm going to give you those rankings right now.
Okay.
Number one, Zach Wilson. So he had Zach Wilson as the number one quarterback on his board. Is that my phone doing that? Is there Declan's? Oh, I hear buzzing. Maybe it's my phone.
No, I hear it too.
Okay.
Might be mine.
Sure.
I'm only doing 1,000 things at a time. It's fine. Just keep going.
You're just the executive.
Oh, Aaron.
It's fine.
A major
so
daily
sorry.
Vikings entertainment platform.
Yeah, it's fine. It's
oh,
fine.
Aaron.
I just uploaded
so
four
sorry.
Profiles
put
and put up push notifications. I have an email chain ready to go. No, it's fine.
Don't worry about
it's
it.
Fine.
Typing
but,
stuff, Mom.
Yeah. But my mic's not on. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, my bad.
Trevor Lawrence, number two on his board. Mac Jones, number three on his board. Kellen Mond, number four on Chris Sims' pre-draft quarterback board.
Nice.
Ahead of both Justin Fields and Trey Lance. I'm going to say that again. Chris Sims had Kellen Mond ahead of Justin Fields and Trey Lance. Here's what he writes, okay? Why is nobody talking about this guy? He lost one game in the SEC through 19 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. That merits more talk and hype. But forget that. His throwing is special. Wilson is the king of the throwing, meaning Zach Wilson. Mac Jones is extremely consistent. Kellen Mond is the next guy. As pure throwers, guys who can throw perfect strikes every time, Wilson, Jones, and Mond are more machines than Trevor Lawrence is at this point. Mond has a really quick release, keeps the ball uptight. I wish he would relax and loosen up, but that's the way they're taught in college at times. Every throw he makes is a bullseye. It's a rocket arm. He doesn't need space in the pocket. He can throw with pressure. The only negative is I wish he'd play a little more backyard football. He's a really good athlete, but I think he's trying to do the right thing in the Jimbo Fisher system and go through the reads, and he's a great decision maker. He can go 1-2-3 seamlessly, and he makes very little mistakes. When people aren't open, he doesn't compound those mistakes. I'm not going to lie. I'm not blown away by Jimbo Fisher's offense. It's a little predictable. Defenses are all over their concepts, and he still throws strikes in there. That is a raving review of Kellen Mond from Chris Sims.
And here comes the run on quarterbacks because the Houston Texans just took Davis Mills with their next pick. So the quarterback run has begun.
What
there
does Kuiper?
It is.
What does Kuiper not like? Do we know?
Let's check. Maybe people, if you guys in the comment section, we don't have the volume up on Kuiper. Yeah. Is Kuiper ripping it? And what is the quick summary of he's saying?
I did see someone say that Kubiak was involved with A&M's staff at one point, or at least was involved there, that he has an understanding of Kellen Mond. So obviously there's something there as well. But in general, I mean, I don't think you can fault the Vikings for doing this. If they traded up for Kellen Mond in the second round, and I know we kind of ripped them before for not going in the second round, all right, let's have that discussion. You wasted a couple capital to move up to get a guy. But he basically fell to you right here. You have to think about life after Kirk Cousins. I think this is a good, solid pick, and you still got three more picks in this round. Bravo, honestly. Bravo, round of applause.
So we've sort of touched on this a little bit, but I'll throw it to Declan first here. What do you think this draft pick means for the Vikings' opinion of Kirk Cousins?
I think it means that, number one, they still believe in Kirk. This is not an indication that look, hey, Kirk, your job just got hotter. There's more pressure on you. I think they're looking at it as, hey, man, this was a player on our big board that we've been targeting and we're looking at. And we have to always be looking at life after you. We're always, that's what football is. It's always looking at the next decision. And it's not like we mortgage future picks to make this call. I think the Vikings did the absolute right decision here, taking a quarterback, because you have to be able to think about this. And look, we've talked about before, if your backup quarterback has to come in, odds are your season's over, right? Probably your season's over. At the same time, I'll come out and say the devil's advocate part. We thought that when Sam Bradford went down, Case Keenum comes in and he takes them to 13-3. I know that's a 1 out of 10 Cinderella needle in a haystack situation. At the same time, I feel a hell of a lot better turning the keys over to Kellen Mond in the event that Kirk Cousins can't go on a short week or he gets hurt eventually. And I want to see what this kid can do. And also, it's going to set them up for a good situation because he is going to sit. The best case scenario is the Vikings still go 11-6 with that the new game schedule with the math just absolutely throws me off.
No, you got it. You got
11-6, right? But best case scenario is Kellen Mond doesn't see the field at all this year. At the same time, you have a contingency plan. This is a smart move for the Vikings. Bravo.
I like the pick because this also gives you, so again, this goes back to why I wanted them to draft a quarterback, because they don't need one right now. And I didn't want it is to get to the point where Kirk was done here. And then you're like, we got to draft a quarterback.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I like too is, and look, again, it hasn't happened. It's high time that there's somebody behind Kirk who can actually play the position,
dude. Give you hope as a fan, for God's sakes.
I don't mean this is going to come off as more Kirk bashing, and I don't mean it that way. But this is professional athletics, and I like competition. And you know what I really don't like, unless you're Mike Bleeping Trout, I don't like comfort. I don't think comfort's a good thing. I think comfort allows you to go home and get your steak out with no it's like weird meat and put your rocks in your bin and go to bed on your sleep number bed and be like, I'm going to get up tomorrow and be the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings.
I would pound some Pizza Ranch right now if it was in front of me. I'm not going to lie. Would pound it.
But don't you like the fact that this is actually going to, and I'm not saying to Dex's point immediately, don't you like the fact that this is going to apply some pressure there, that there's somebody else who really can play? Yes. I mean, I'm so tired. I was so sick and tired of Sean Mannion's holding the clipboard and we got these guys we're developing. And I was like, no, you're not developing them. I mean, they're project guys, but they're not being developed to play. This is a legitimate quarterback who might be the starting quarterback either in 2022 or 2023, and that puts pressure on Kirk that I absolutely welcome.
Yep. Do you guys want, I'll give my 2 cents, and then Tom Pelissero, our old colleague and our good friend based in Minnesota, he has a bunch of NFL executives and scouts speaking on the condition of anonymity about Kellen Mond. So okay. We'll get to that in just a second here. But I think this draft pick means the Vikings know it's really, really hard to continue on with Kirk Cousins paid at this level. And they made that they made their bed with that contract. But you can't continue to pay a good, not great quarterback third and second most money to the salary cap and expect to win the Super Bowl. And so this is their way of getting some leverage back. It's their way of sort of taking the control back a little bit and saying, all right, well, you can either renegotiate. But honestly, I think this draft pick means the ship has sailed on Kirk Cousins being the Vikings quarterback for the long haul. This draft pick to me means either 2021 or maybe 2022, depending on what happens this year, are his last 2 years as Vikings quarterback. And that's it. So for the first time, they've really put an expiration date on Kirk Cousins as the starting quarterback. They like him. They don't love him. I think they tried to get him to restructure to free up money for free agents like Joe Tooney. I think he said no. And I think that chain reaction led to them saying, all right, well, if you're not going to play ball with us contractually, then we're going to find your replacement so that we can get a guy in here who makes less money. And I'll tell you, people rip the Christian Ponder pick all the time, rightfully so. He was garbage, one of the worst draft picks in Vikings history. But the idea of getting a guy in here, whether it's the first round or the third round in this case, on a rookie-scale contract for 5 years, who makes no money, and you can build a monster roster around that player, if that young quarterback pans out, that is the Holy Grail. That's how you win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Look at the last 20 years of Super Bowl winners. There's a lot of Tom Brady in there, yes. But when it's not Tom Brady, it's a lot of rookie-scale, cheaper quarterbacks who are really talented, and the team built a monster roster around them. Kellen Mond certainly isn't a sure thing to pan out, but he gives you hope that that formula can take place. This is officially the most people we've ever had watching Purple Daily at any time. So thank you guys for hanging out with us.
We beat last
right
night's
now.
Record?
We have, yes.
Nice. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we had a record night last night on Purple Daily, and thanks to you guys and the community that that you have helped us build here. Daily Vikings Entertainment. If you're new, I'm Phil Mackey. That's Judd Zulgad. We got Declan Goff, a wizard executive producer who has great hair and likes to pound seltzers.
He melted down once already tonight. Like, he got really prickly, and then he's
ready.
And you can help us out by clicking the like button on the YouTube video and clicking the subscribe button if you want Daily Vikings Entertainment 365 days a year in your feed. Boys, would you like to hear what anonymous NFL executives and scouts are saying about Kellen Mond? And by the way, stop me if the Vikings are on the clock at 78, because I think that's going to happen soon, too. Okay. They do have three more picks, and I'm just all in on Kellen Mond still right now. It looks like the Giants are still picking at 71, so we're still a few picks away. But this is from NFL.com's Tom Pelissero, and he just has all kinds of thoughts from league executives on Kellen Mond. Let's see here. Scouts and coaches struggle to get over how stiff Mond looks on tape and in person. If you watch him, he is kind of like he's got the ball up here and he's very rigid. But you know what? What better quarterback to learn from when it comes to being loosey-goosey than Kirk Cousins, right? Come on. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come Kirk on. Is Mr. Improvising.
Mr. Yep. Improv, right? All right.
Yep.
So coaches and scouts are a little bit nervous about how rigid he looks, which is a common thread with Jimbo Fisher trained quarterbacks such as Jameis Winston and Christian Ponder, also a Jimbo Fisher guy.
That's right. Yep.
As an AFC executive put it on Mond, quote, even though he's fast and he has a good arm, he's like a gall darn robot. One coordinator compared Mond to another one-time Fisher quarterback, E.J. Manuel. He's got that Jimbo Fisher thing about him. An AFC quarterbacks coach said of Mond, Jimbo teaches the very stiff elbows in the drop. He kind of looks robotic. He really shouldn't be a robotic type of a guy. So they're gonna have to get that out of Kellen Mond. NFC quarterbacks coach said, the thing I get stuck on with him was there wasn't anything I could say was outstanding about him physically. It's not an elite arm strength. It's not consistent down the field accuracy. I thought he was going to be more athletic than he was on tape. He's a little stiff.
Okay.
Another anonymous scout said, Jimbo asks a lot of quarterbacks to operate in that system. He's been able to do it, even though he looks like a wideout. I don't know if he's necessarily the big vocal leader presence. We were walking around the Senior Bowl, and he had his headphones on, staying in his own world. But on the field, I think the guy's got some moxie about him, and he knows the game. So, these are all reasons why he would just sit and soak it up.
I'm sorry, what? I was in my own world with my headphones on.
God.
Okay, let's backtrack right now. Let's slow down. Let's all calm down, okay? Because, some people are going to be in love with this, and some people are going to say, third-round pick, come on. All right. I'm going to show you a guy right now. I'm going to bring him up on those of you who are watching Purple Daily. I'm going to show you this again. I showed you this last night. It's Christian Ponder, okay? What was the problem with this guy? The problem with this guy was not that he was too smart, and it's not that he washed his hair in the parking lot of a CVS. The problem with this guy
I'm so jealous.
Problem with this guy is that he was a first round pick, okay? And there is, there's not a lot of leeway there. If you swing and miss on a first round pick, especially a QB who is probably more of a second or third round guy, you look like a fool, all right? Kellen Mond's a third round pick. Nobody is guaranteeing tonight that he is going to replace Kirk for sure. Nobody is saying he's going to be great. Nobody's even saying he's going to be good. But because he's a third round pick, and because Rick loves to obtain draft picks, so he's got a lot. He has 11 total and 10 in the next 2 days, and Mond is the first of those 10. What this gives you is the starting point of the opportunity that he could be the guy. And that's what quarterbacks after the first round are. They are lottery tickets. And sometimes they are Russell Wilson, and oh my God, you won, and you now live in a mansion, and you used to live in a trailer park, okay? That's not the norm. That's not the norm, and I get that. But the problem with this pick is we're going to dissect it like, oh, he's for sure the guy. And then if he's not, we're going to say, Rick screwed this up. The Ponder pick bugged me because it was a forced pick and because you had to get a quarterback, and Rick was just like, I'll take that one. Rick went to the store and bought bananas that were absolutely overripe because he was just desperate to have bananas. This is a situation where it's a good gamble. And that's what this is, Phil. But it's an index. It's a good gamble. Why? Because you don't need this kid to start. And two, you can develop him. And worst case, he doesn't work. But it is the most important position in sports. And there is no, the last time I checked, and I'll defend Rick here on this one. Last time I checked, there's no formula for making sure that you get this right. Like, this is, dare I say, marriage. It's a wild card. A lot of marriages end in divorce. So I like the fact that this is a good chance taken, and worst case, it blows up. It does not succeed. But you need, back to your point, Phil, from before, and you're exactly right, you need to take these chances. Doesn't mean it's going to work.
Judd, do you think there was a conversation between Rick Spielman, not including Mike Zimmer, Rick Spielman with Mark and Ziggy Wilf at some point that said, guys, listen, so we may, before the draft, we may make a play for a quarterback here. Justin Fields we love, Trey Lance we love. We're going to see if one of these guys falls. No matter what, we're going to take a quarterback. We love Kellen Mond, all right? I need your blessing that I can stick around for life after Kirk Cousins. I have a vision for life after Kirk Cousins. It doesn't mean that the Cousins era was a failure. It doesn't mean that the Cousins era was a bad signing. But I need your blessing, Wilves. That's the plural for Wilf, right? Wilves.
Pack Wilves. Wilves. I'm not
Wilves,
quite sure.
Right?
I'm not.
I will not answer this question.
I need your blessing that there is life after Kirk Cousins for me, Rick Spielman. Do you think that conversation took place?
I think a conversation took place. I don't think he got guarantees, and I don't think he probably said, I need a guarantee. I think he probably, in a very businesslike approach, said, we need a plan here. And Phil, I do think, if this played out like we think it did, I think that we're both right. I think they went to Kirk and said, we need to restructure. We need to try and get Thuney. We need to try and get defensive end help. And Kirk's like, no, peace out. I'm good.
Koivu.
And they said, no, we need Granlund and we need Parisi. And they said, okay, we need to transition. And that's when I think that Rick would have gone to Mark and Ziggy and said, I'm going to at least draft a quarterback. And this is going to be clear, this now starts a very interesting, tonight launches a new cycle in the life of the Vikings and their fan base. And that is the cycle of trying to find, and it might not be Mond. I mean, let's make that very clear. It might not be him, but tonight is step one. Nobody else after Kirk has been step one in life after Kirk.
Yeah.
This is the first step towards saying we need a plan. And now the question becomes, if Mond gets the chance to start, is Zim his coach? Or sort of to your point of going to the Wilfs without Mike there, is there almost this plan of let's start to transition away from what Mike loves? It's also becoming crystal clear, and I did not think that this was the case. It's becoming very clear tonight that, and I saw this in the comments earlier, that free agency was Mike's turn. This is Rick's turn. Like, this is offense.
Time.
This is Rick's time to shine. But I am shocked that they don't have a defensive end yet. And that to me says one thing. They said, Mike, free agency is yours. The draft is ours offensively.
Boys, I just want to say that as we're sitting here, this is a peak moment for Purple Daily. The most people we've ever had watching Purple Daily at one time during a live stream. The Vikings just drafted Kellen Mond, and Alec Kirloff just went yard for the second time tonight.
It's happening.
He almost has three.
It's happening.
He almost has three.
Yeah, I know.
First, the bat flew out to the fence, basically.
Wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Wasn't ready.
Bring it home.
You know what he
wasn't ready?
Bring it home.
Okay, there's one problem.
Bring it home.
His bat flip post home run, it's not ready. I would send him back to the Saints.
Yeah.
I'm going to send him to St. Paul. Like, the bat flip's not right. Like, wait, hold on a second here. I got a bat right here. So, like, he's got the. He's got the.
Don't break your computer. There's still three more picks.
Yeah,
and then the bat flip was. I mean, he didn't really have the Tatis flip down yet.
No, he did not. No, the Vikings. By the way, boys are three picks away with 78. I mean, let's be honest. They're going to draft an edge rusher, an offensive guard, some secondary depth, a long snapper. It's all going to come in the next few picks here, but they drafted Kellen Bleeping Mond with the 66th overall pick. And I just think it makes me happy because for two reasons. You can now, with full peace of mind, you can enter this season as a Vikings fan with full faith, like, all right, they're doing everything they can do to win in 2021. They went all in on defense and free agency. Kirk had a great second half of the season. They fixed left tackle on paper with Christian Darrisaw. And with their next three picks in the third round, they're going to get players that can presumably compete to help you in 2021. And so you can sleep at night as a Viking fan knowing they're doing all these things for 2021. And if things don't go great, they have something to give you faith and hope in Kellen Mond for 2022. It's great. That was the hardest part about 1-5 last year when Kirk Cousins threw that pick to start the game against Atlanta. And it was like, oh, my God, dude, right?
Here we go.
And there was no future hope. It was just, wow, what are they going to do? And and to their credit, they made a run and they almost made the playoffs. But this is a great scenario because you can root for them to win as many games. You can root for them to win a Super Bowl in 2021. But if they don't get off to a great start or if things go south, you now have the future to root for in Kellen Mond. And that's fun. That's fun as a fan. It's fun to know that there's a guy in waiting. Whether he pans out or not, it's hope, right? It's hope.
Absolutely. Can I throw in some – in fact, can I get the reckless speculation sounder?
Ask sure. You shall receive. Yeah.
Sure, for sure.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Reckless speculation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the potential scenario of Kellen Mond comes in next season and looks like he might be ready to start in 2022, in which case you say to yourself, do we really need Kirk Cousins? Over the Cap. Love this site. OverTheCap.com.
Wow. Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, my God.
Wow.
After next season. Wow. Pre-June 1st, okay? Kirk Cousins, if he's traded, dead money on the Vikings cap, $10 million. You can live with that. Cap savings, $35 million.
Oh.
So what I'm saying is going into the last year, Declan, oh, my God, Declan, don't do that, Declan. No, no.
I got nothing in this wallet right now. You said $30 million in cap savings. I got nothing going on in here.
Oh, you've got nothing going on anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just throw that out in a quarterback starved league for perhaps Cousins' next team. You know, if you could trade Kirk and a team really likes Kirk, a team's like, we will trade for you and extend you. The Vikings would incur salary cap savings pre-June 1st of $35 million if you are at a position to make the transition after 2021 to Kellen Mond.
So that's probably the case, right? Okay, right now, poll the room here.
Yep.
Now that they drafted Kellen Mond, percentage chance Kirk Cousins is still on the Vikings roster for the start of the 2022 season?
25%. I think 75% chance he is gone. I'll say it's one out of four is still high. It's still high. It's still pretty high.
Oh, you think that's high? Judd thinks that's high.
Yeah, I would even say I think it's still one in four. I think it's one in four. What do you think, Judd?
I agree. It's high. By the way,
I think that taking away the excitement of the moment and not knowing a thing about how this kid is going to transition. Yeah,
we have just crowned Kellen Mond the next Russell Wilson, by the way.
And again, I'm not being Mr. Negative because I like what they're doing. I love this gamble. But I think the Vikings might be good in 2021. I think Zim, if they're good, is not going to be fired. I don't know that Zim is going to want to transition to Mond unless you tell him we will spend all of our savings on defense. I think it's about a 65% chance that Kirk is back because I think we are banking on Kellen Mond basically coming in and at some point in time in practice starting to tear things up. I don't know about that, but at least it does create the potential. Like, that potential this morning was not there.
Two things. One, Bob M. puts on the screen, amazing how many guys love Mond and have never seen him play. Cheers to everyone who has never seen Kellen Mond play.
And cheers
and
to
is
Bob.
Already crowning him as a Super Bowl champion, leading the Vikings to their first title in the history of the franchise. And thing number two, by the way, the Vikings are on the clock at pick 78 right now. Okay.
Okay.
So now it's time to dial in. Yep. We just spent the last 20-30 minutes dissecting the future with Kellen Mond, but ultimately pick 78, boys, and I think pick 86 and pick 90 are about this year's team and making this year's team as good as it can be. So let's reset. Let's go to the ESPN best players available board right now. And if I'm not mistaken, Ronnie Perkins, the defensive end from Oklahoma, is still on the board as the best player available. There are some other edge rushers like Patrick Jones II from Pittsburgh still on the board here. And there's a bunch of wide receivers, including, all right, I'm going to throw this out there. This is not the most immediate need, but the Vikings do need a third wide receiver. Anthony Schwartz from Auburn is on the board. Anthony Schwartz ran the fastest 40-yard dash of any player in this year's draft. Mm-hmm. All right. And unlike Troy Williamson, you wouldn't be asking him to come in as like your number one Randy Moss replacement savior. All you would need Anthony Schwartz to do is run down the sideline or up the middle 10 times a game as fast as he can, right? And drop a ball into his hands for a touchdown or a pass interference, okay? And so that's the type of guy that could stretch the field, that could give the Vikings a one-on-one matchup as a third wide receiver. Really interesting. I would put Anthony Schwartz
in the
mix to be drafted here with pick 78 or 86. I think they're going meat and potatoes. I think they're going guard. And actually, we have a pick.
Yep, here we go.
The pick is in.
Yep.
NFL Draft Diamonds keeps breaking these early here. With the 78th overall pick, the Vikings select North Carolina linebacker Chaz Surratt. Chaz Surratt, all right? So he right now is the fourth best player on the board, according to ESPN. Here's the pre-draft analysis. Surratt is undersized with excellent instincts and sideline-to-sideline range. He moved from quarterback to linebacker in 2019, and his tackling improved significantly in 2020. He breaks
interesting
on the ball well, has above-average upside when it comes to matching up in man-to-man coverage, and flashes as a pass rusher. So, obviously, the Vikings already have their two top linebackers in Barr and Kendricks, but Barr is gone after this year almost certainly, and so they will have some need of that position. So this is a project. It's somebody that was apparently a quarterback up until 2019, but he was the fourth best player on the board, according to ESPN, here with the Vikings drafting him at 78.
So he was the fourth best player on ESPN's big board?
101 on
on
PFF.
Okay.
Did you say he was a cornerback previously?
Quarterback. Which makes it weirder. Yeah.
That's really interesting. So he is basically the potentially long-term proposition to replace Eric Wilson.
Here's what this was, okay? I can guarantee you, all right? So first round, Vikings take Christian Darrisaw, and then Kellen Mond off the top rope. Rick Spielman goes completely rogue, right? And says, hey, Mike, why don't you go take a bathroom break, okay? Mike takes a bathroom break, and they draft a quarterback that's not going to help him at all in 2021. And Mike Zimmer comes back, and he's like, Rick, he's pounding on the door. The next pick is mine. I need a project linebacker that I can mold.
No. Here's the thing. Here's the Vikings twist. Chaz Surratt's going to be moved from linebacker back to quarterback to challenge Kellen Mond. This is all offense. The Vikings are doing a rope-a-dope on Zimmer right now.
This is so Spielman did a swanton bomb off the top rope. Lands right on him, but then as the one and the two comes down, Zimmer comes up with the roll up at the last second and pins a Jeff Hardy from the Swanton bomb just to get my last spot in.
What the Rock is cooking.
But Mike Zimmer is cooking with a linebacker at pick 78. I love it. I mean, if he's at least high up on the Muff big boards. Like, it's not a reach, right? I know linebacker isn't a sexy pick. It's not quarterback. It's not wide receiver. It's not even defensive end with this team has yet even to address that. I think it's most likely a fine pick for the value.
Mm-hmm. And he's probably, long-term, potentially the replacement for Wilson and then eventually for a guy like Barr. Although, I'm not going to believe that Barr is gone until the day he's in a different jersey because – every time I think that Barr is going to the Jets or that he's going to a different team or he's going to be let go, he stays here. But, yeah, I'm sure Mike at some point said, are we going to draft some defense for me? Are we going to draft some defense? But you know what? This does come back to it's very intriguing that I was wrong, completely wrong about this. It's very intriguing that this team –
what was that?
I was completely mistaken. This team does not have a pass rushing end addition either via free agency or the draft, and we're now, basically well into the third round. That is interesting to me.
They might also apparently DJ Wanham has been putting up photos on social media of how jacked he is this offseason. They might like some of the work that their internal guys are doing on the other side of the edge.
They pursued guys pretty heavily when the free agent period opened. So, I mean, there's no question that they were after what they considered a starter. They might now think that guys can't challenge to start. Yeah. I didn't think that'd be the case, but
so Kellen Mond is currently speaking to Minnesota media right now too. Just a couple that was quick. A couple great work by the Vikings PR department there. So Andrew Kramer, shout out to Andrew Kramer. Andrew Kramer is one of the founding fathers of what used to be the Purple Podcast, which is now Purple Daily.
Founding father. He's got a big beard.
One of the founding fathers. So Andrew Kramer from the Star Tribune says, new Vikings quarterback Kellen Mond said he met with Clint Kubiak during the draft process. One of his first meetings he had among NFL teams, including at the Senior Bowl, led him expecting Minnesota's area code to pop up. So a great meeting early on in the process, and the Vikings clearly kept it under wraps. Kellen Mond says, quote, I look forward to making more memories in Minnesota. So So he'll be hosting a Super Bowl trophy for the first time.
All
in
right,
Vikings
so
history, clearly,
this is right? a, this is a video from Bleacher Report. I can't play it, but I'm just seeing the caption and I'm reading it. I would love to play it for context, and maybe I can. I can pop it on the screen here in a little bit. This is from Bleacher Report from RG3, who reacted to the Kellen Mond pick for Kirk Cousins. Oh, this no. is a quote from Robert Griffin III, a former teammate of Kirk Cousins.
Oh, my God.
Who got replaced by Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, so he's bitter. So he's bitter.
Quote, Kellen Mond represents exactly what he doesn't do well. Cousins has been collecting checks there in Minnesota for a long time.
Oh.
End quote.
Oh my God.
Oh,
RG3 doesn't think Kirk.
But I got three words for you. You like that?
Tease. RG3 doesn't think Kirk will be happy with the pick. Eyeball emojis.
Wow.
He won't be. No, but that's going to be true.
So there's okay. Hilarious that you brought that up. Okay. So speculation here. Let me scroll down on Twitter here. So Kirk Cousins, when Christian Darrisaw was selected last night, instantly sent a tweet out, hey, welcome to the Vikings, congratulations, et cetera, right? And so there's been a couple people, including Pro Football Talk, wondering, do you think he's going to send a tweet out? Or as Pro Football Talk said, or is he going to take some stones from his life expectancy tube and hurl them in the direction of Rick Spielman?
Yeah. He won't like this. I mean, this is what – it's no mistake that they have not had a real threat as their backup since he got here. Like, that's not an oversight.
Yeah.
It was on purpose.
Let me see if this plays here. You guys let me know if this goes. Can you guys hear this?
We can see it.
Can you hear it, though?
We can't hear it, though.
Okay.
He's looking good.
Okay. If you can't hear it, that's unfortunate. But, yes.
No, we can't
hear it. All right. Okay. All good. Wish we could hear it, but yes, apparently he is on. RG3, his former teammate, is completely
interesting.
He knows where this is heading. Oof.
Wow, what a night so far! My goodness, this has been one of the most just like off the wall, exciting Vikings drafts in recent history. They have, I mean, with their first two. Think about this: with the first two picks, first round, third round, right? They have selected somebody, a blue chip offensive tackle, left tackle, that can absolutely help take their offense to a new level on paper in the immediate term and maybe help turn them into Super Bowl contenders this year with the job that they've done also fixing the defense in free agency, right? And then with their next pick, they basically said, if things don't go well in 2021, we have also found the next thing for you to have hope in. The next starting quarterback who makes no money and you can build a roster around him, right? I mean, I don't know if you could script a better 1-2 punch with their first two picks in this draft in terms of like making you feel good about this year and making you feel good about whatever happens beyond 2021. I am giddy thinking about these first two picks. It's amazing. It's so much fun.
I'm not giddy, but I like the thought process. I really do. And I'll talk out of both sides of my mouth a little bit here because I'll defend Kirk a little bit. I don't remember the last good quarterback who had his potential replacement drafted and said, "Oh, awesome! I'm glad. This is impressive. You are
good
really
you.
Drinking that."
So
I will defend Kirk here, and it's not odd for guys to be upset when their potential replacement is drafted. That being said, it's incumbent upon the team to do exactly this. Some housekeeping, too. Clint Kubiak, just to circle back to Kellen Mond, offensive quality control assistant at Texas A&M in 2010 and 11, and then he became a graduate assistant in 2012 there, and then he had his first stint with the Vikings here as an offensive quality control coach in 13 and 14.
Okay.
So he has, I think the fairest thing to say, given the timeline of when Clint Kubiak was at A&M, is he has familiarity with the program probably, which might have helped in this case.
Sure.
But I'll defend Kirk in saying he should be ticked. Here's the thing. He should be ticked, and it should motivate him. It should make him say, screw this. I'm going to come in and show these guys. And here's what I want. And here's where I don't think that the Vikings – did this on purpose, you guys, but this is what I absolutely think should happen, and it might be psychology 101 backwards in some ways. What have the last 2 years marked when it comes to Kirk Cousins? Disappointing starts, and then he catches fire. Kirk Cousins September.
When the pressure is off, yes.
Exactly, yeah, but the pressure's sort of off.
People love to cite, like, oh, but he led the league in fourth quarter touchdowns when they were 1-5.
Right.
When the pressure is off, he shines.
And do you remember the year before that, there was, I think it was after the Stephon Diggs bolted on the team Bears loss. And the next game, I forget who they were playing at home, but like there was legitimate questions about, is he going to be, you know, booed, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But the point being is Kirk then shined both the last 2 years after bad starts. This should make him say, bleep it. I'm going to come in and show these guys that drafting Kellen Mond was a mistake. Yeah. That's what you want.
Yeah.
And Kirk, go do it.
Dex, you've executively produced something amazing here.
All right. So this is a minute and 20 seconds, but it's the RG3 clip talking about Kellen Mond.
RG3 is suddenly busy all of a sudden. Kellen Mond. Robert, what do we think of the player here? And then going to a situation where in training camp, he's going to look more physically impressive than the starter that's standing there at Kirk Cousins. What do we think about the spot for Kellen, too?
Yeah, I can tell you right now, number 8 in Minnesota is probably not real happy right now because Kellen Mond represents exactly what he doesn't do well, right? Kellen Mond's the big physical quarterback. He can run it, throw it all over the field. And I don't think that that's something that number 8 is able to do in Cousins in Minnesota. But I think that's what the coaching staff and the administration is looking for. Should I say the organization is looking for. Mond had a lot of inconsistencies in his game. And the biggest thing last year was, like Connor talked about, he actually improved drastically. But some NFL evaluators looking over the course of all the years of his starts at Texas A&M, they're still a little skeptical about him. But I would tell you this, with great determination and great coaching, I think this is a guy that could be a real riser over the course of his career. And as you see, you know, Cousins has been collecting checks there in Minnesota for a long time, taking them to 8-8 and 9-7 seasons. If he has a bad start to the year like he did last year, I could see the fans and maybe the organization leaning towards Mond if he comes in and impresses.
Wow. Yes.
Wow. Collecting checks. Wow. RG3 coming in hot. Coming in hot.
Oh, my God. He took
Can I say
that was a takedown.
Okay, total aside. Where has RG3 been in terms of, like, candidates to get on a microphone on, like, a Monday Night Football?
Yeah, or excellent.
Holy crap. That's
like,
he slings takes. Well, kind of.
But, I mean, he's still getting checks. He's still playing, backing up.
Listening to that, his check will be a lot fatter if he's working for like CBS or ESPN Monday Night Football, right? I mean, that's an opinion and a half right there. Give that dude a check to be in the Monday Night Football booth.
Let's dissect what he just said, though. I mean, what he just said is highly aggressive. If it came from a talking head, you'd be like, okay, whatever. But this came from a guy, and I'm sure he doesn't love Kirk, but what he said is really intriguing. And here's the thing about this, too. So everybody who, like, gets mad at us, and it's a lot of Vikings fans, about you guys hate Kirk. You always bash Kirk. But what RG3 said there is the league's takeaway on Kirk. Like, that's not a Mackey and Judd thing. That's the league's takeaway on Cousins. And that's why I always come back to, I don't think, Phil, that he can win a championship. Because there's a lot of people employed in the league who know a lot more about the sport than we do.
Yeah.
Who have as harsh, or I think in a lot of cases, including that one, harsher opinions of what Kirk can do. And what's the phrase everybody says? He leads them to 500 and he draws paychecks.
Yeah.
That ain't the quarterback that you want. I just find it very intriguing that there are people in the league, so not outside, in the league, that basically echo and or go harder on Kirk than we are.
Yeah. I mean, listen, man, we kind of scale back on, we're not sold on Kirk. Let's just be honest. Like this show is not sold on Kirk. And I think people get mad at us sometimes. Listen, I don't want to throw people under the bus because whatever. But like there are shows you're gonna find in Minnesota. They're gonna paint everything Vikings rosy and positive, right? Mm-hmm. And the mission statement of Purple Daily. And if you're new tonight, welcome. Phil Mackey, Judd Zulgad, Declan Goff, who clearly just went to go take a leak. You took a
welcome
leak,
back.
Right? Yep, there it is. And your mic's off.
No, your mic's off.
Yep, there we go. I'm getting settled here. Come on, jeez.
No one's living here.
Right? But the reality is, okay, the reality is the mission statement of this show is we want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before all of us die. Okay, it's been 60 years. They've never won a Super Bowl. And that's like the prism through which we talk about the Vikings. You guys are being negative. No, we're being the most positive, which is we want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl. And so sometimes we're hard on them. And sometimes it comes off as negativity, right? And so the things that drive me nuts, all right, I just pulled this up from a previous conversation, okay? So Kirk Cousins, for instance, okay? Under pressure, Kirk Cousins, under pressure, 51% completion, 72 passer rating, 17th in the NFL, okay? When the game is on the line, so fourth quarter overtime, inside 6 minutes, trailing by two scores or less. So game on the line, late in the game, inside 6 minutes. Kirk Cousins, 46th in passer rating since joining the Vikings, 45th in yards per attempt, mm-hmm. and a 56% completion percentage. He also had, among non-mobile quarterbacks, so take off Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, et cetera, the most self-induced sacks of any quarterback in the NFL last year, Pro Football Focus. There are red flags that prevent you from winning at the highest level, and you're paying him to be Tom Brady. You're paying him to be Pat Mahomes. Dude, Pat Mahomes' cap hit this year is $7 million. Kirk is 31. So, like, you guys are negative about Kirk Cousins. No, we want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl. And Kirk is the most high-profile, in-the-spotlight player on this team. Is he the worst player on the team? No, like, he's a good player. But for the money he makes, they need more. In big situations, they need more. And so if you can get Kellen Mond in a year from now and he makes $30 million or $40 million less to the cap, he can have more flaws. Just be good enough. Don't be Christian Ponder, right? And then get a left guard in here. Get a third wide receiver. Spend some money in free agency, right? So that's where I'm at with this thing. I mean, Kellen Mond gives you hope beyond Kirk Cousins and also allows you still to root for the Vikings to do as well as they can in 2021. It's a great draft pick.
So my hope is that this actually ticks off Kirk and that Kirk comes to camp and Kirk says, I'll show you. And Kirk gets off to a great start and things go well. And if things continue to disintegrate in Green Bay, you know what? The Vikings might win the division title. But let's flip this on its head and go down the RG3 path. And let's say that Kirk struggles and Kirk does not... In fact, you know what? Let's say the last 2 years become a third consecutive year of bad Kirk starts, which in those cases were you stink and Sean Mannion's your backup. So it's Kirk time. It's going to remain Kirk time. They're not going to change QBs. What would you think if Kellen Mond, because RG3 is right. The fan base, if Kirk gets off to a bad start, the fan base is going to react by saying, give the kid a chance, which might be premature beyond belief. But what do you think it means for the future of Spielman and Zimmer if Kirk gets off to a bad start and they at some point in time, even if it's not permanent, pull the plug and go to Mond?
I think it means Mike Zimmer's gone. Mm-hmm. And I think it means Rick Spielman had a previous conversation without Mike Zimmer in the room with the Wolves. With the wow. Wolves.
Oh, that's very possible, Dex.
Yep, and I think, I've told you guys this for 2 years. Only dysfunctional franchises fire GM, coach, and quarterback at the same time. I know there's a lot of fans, if the Vikings have a bad season, like, fire everybody. Hmm? Fire them all, right? Two things. One, that's not, like, it's a crapshoot. If you're going to try and find a quarterback, a coach, and a GM all at once, you're going to whiff on at least one, probably two. Like, that's just how it works. Mm-hmm. And two, the Wolves love the Giants and the Steelers model of just be patient, stability, long-term. Let's go an extra year or two beyond what we maybe thought with Mike Zimmer, right? And just like, let's not be the team that turns over players and coaches and executives on a regular basis. So,
correct.
So if things don't go the right way in 2021, I think Rick Spielman is safe now. In fact, I honestly think the drafting of Kellen Mond secures Rick Spielman multiple more years, like two more years at least, as Vikings GM. And I saw a picture yesterday. I might be wrong on this, but I saw a picture yesterday. I think Mark and Ziggy were in the draft room yesterday.
They were. Okay. Yep, no. You saw the picture, right?
And so they saw, think about this, okay, human element, okay? Those two guys saw Rick Spielman working the phones and wind up fleecing the Jets from a draft value perspective to trade back 9 spots to get the same guy that they were going to draft at 14. They were going to draft Christian Darrisaw at 14. They trade back 9 spots with the owners in the room and still get the same guy and add the 2 third-round picks, right? And so up close and personal, the Wolves saw Rick Spielman at his best in the draft yesterday. And then they saw him draft the quarterback of the future in Kellen Mond today. And so I feel like the last 2 days here, last night and tonight, have guaranteed Rick Spielman another year or two or more as GM of the Vikings. And Mike Zimmer might be the one to have some explaining to do if they don't perform up to the level defensively of all the moves they made in March. I think tonight Rick Spielman separated himself and last night from Mike Zimmer with the Wolves in the room. That's my thought.
Play the reckless speculation sounder because I'll go down your path.
Reckless speculation.
If there was a private conversation with Ziggy and Mark and Rick, there's also a chance that he told them, okay, we're going to give Mike what he wants in the free agent period, and we're going to give him a chance. Like, we're going to give him a defense again, and if he's right, we're going to be great, and it's going to be fantastic for all of us. So we're going to do that, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to draft offense, and I'm going to draft a QB. And in fact, if you want to go, if they met privately, go down that road, I would say that Rick also said, and if we aren't successful, if this doesn't work, if the defensive additions don't stop the bleeding, here is a list of the offensive-minded coaches I have in mind for
Eric,
beyond 2021.
Eric Bieniemy at the top, right?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, like Kellen Mond, if you're going to do this right, you didn't draft Kellen Mond on an island of, well, he'll just be the next guy and we'll plug him in. Like, he's a different, as RG3 accurately said, this is a different quarterback than Kirk. So, like, this is not a – that was my point before, is that he's going to come in and he's going to have a different skill set. So, like, he's going to have to be sort of trained off to the side in some ways for the transition to what he would bring, which is not what Kirk brings. But if you're Rick and you're doing, Phil, what you basically said, which is covertly coming up with a different plan for the future potentially, then you would have in mind when you draft Mond – the offensive staff and the coach who would coach him, which would probably not be this staff.
Hey, by the way, the Packers have just traded up with the Titans right before the Vikings pick. So the Packers right now are on the clock.
Cowards.
Dastardly Packers.
Trade Aaron Rodgers, you cowards. You cowards.
Just release him. But anyway, so.
Release Aaron Rodgers, you cowards.
But I will take this to a point of there might be a thought process because this current offensive staff and Mike especially, as far as being a head coach, don't strike me as guys that would probably be the coach for Kellen Mond long term, if he's going to be the guy. And I preface everything by saying, if he's going to be the guy.
Yeah, and it's a big if. It's a lot of hope. It's a lot of hope, for sure. Packers, so, wow, we've been on a tangent here. So the Packers have made their pick at 85. The pick is in. Not sure who it is yet. The Vikings are on the clock officially at 86. So Vikings with their third pick here in the third round.
He hasn't traded back yet.
Amari Rodgers. Wait a second. Yes, wide receiver Amari Rodgers.
Okay, finally a wideout. Good for you guys. Yeah, way to go. Way to take an offensive player.
I think they took the wideout from Western Michigan too, though.
Okay,
So that's the second wide receiver they've taken.
About time.
Good for drafting. You guys.
Yeah, good for you guys.
So, boys, the Vikings are on the clock at pick 86 here. They need guard, edge rusher, long snapper, according to Declan.
SEC kicker.
SEC kicker would be great.
Any big leg kid from the SEC will take you.
According to ESPN.com, the best edge rushers on the market right now are Ronnie Perkins from Oklahoma, Patrick Jones II from Pittsburgh, Rashad Weaver from Pittsburgh, Dalen Hayes from Notre Dame, and Shaka Tony from Penn State. On the guard front, the best players available are Quinn Miners from Wisconsin Whitewater, Wyatt Davis. I see a lot of you guys in the comment section pining for Wyatt Davis here. Trey Smith, who I'm pining for Trey Smith from Tennessee. And then Deontay Brown from Alabama and Ben Cleveland from Georgia. Vikings on the clock here. And by the way, the Vikings have traded down. The Vikings have traded down. Oh,
yes, I told you.
Come on,
I
Rick. Told you. Screw you, Rick. Come
on, it's okay.
You, everything good I just said about Rick.
I told you. I
fire
said,
Rick.
Write that down. Though,
fire his ass right now.
It's all good. You took the quarterback of the future, baby. I don't care.
They got a fifth-round pick and a sixth-round pick. It's incredible how a QB is a salve to all wounds, right? Like a quarterback pick is like it puts like a just a tourniquet on a wound. Oh, man, you got a quarterback, though, so that's great.
It was Buffalo that traded up here, it sounds like, with the Vikings. And so let me just scroll down here, see where we're at here.
Told you.
So Vikings, what do we pick? 86 here. So Buffalo traded. Wow. So Buffalo traded up from Buffalo leapfrogged two Vikings picks from 93 up to 86, it looks like, to be on the board here. So the Vikings are now going to have, I think, picks 90 and picks 93. So we're still a few picks away from the next Vikings pick. And at some point here soon, we've got some Vikings fans that are populating in our green room here, so we're going to turn this into Vikings vent line soon. Get your thoughts on... Dex, can we promote this now?
Yeah, absolutely. Promote it.
Okay. So, yeah, VikingsVentLine@gmail.com. We can't get to everybody, but we're going to get to some of you guys and get your thoughts. We like an hour to go here on this Purple Daily live stream of this second night of the NFL draft. Phil Mackey, Judd Zulgad, Declan Goff. This is the most people we've ever had in a Purple Daily live stream.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Boom. Seriously.
You guys are awesome. You're finding us. I know there are mainstream channels that you can find. Maybe YouTube is a mainstream channel.
Where do you find a mug?
You guys.
Where do you find a mug like this? Where do you find this mug?
You don't find this
Come
hair
on.
On,
no.
on YouTube. You don't no. get this on
you
YouTube.
You don't find this Ric Flair shirt.
No, you don't.
Woo!
Come on now.
You think you find that on ESPN?
No. Daily Vikings Entertainment, Purple Daily. Please click the like button on the YouTube video to spread the word and the subscribe button if you want future Mackie, Judd, Declan products in your timeline on a daily basis. 365 days a year of Vikings entertainment for you guys. And the Vikings still have a couple of third-round picks and some fourth-round ammo to trade up here, boys. I have for you also some more Kellen Mond information here.
Alrighty.
Would you guys like his NFL.com strengths and weaknesses?
Football.
Oh, give me all the Kellen Mond. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to go down the list here. Here are his strengths according to NFL.com. All right. Mm-hmm. 4-year starter with growing confidence, improved game management and ball placement, and also has become willing to pocket passer who trusts his protection. Quiet lower body. Hold on.
Quiet.
I said,
quiet
I said
body.
Quiet lower body.
That's good.
That's yeah. I've heard no, that's good.
No happy feet.
Yeah.
That's good. Delivers
most throws from balanced platform.
Football.
That's we got it. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Alters arm slot to deliver ball around bodies and arms.
Football.
That's Patrick Mahomes right there.
Wow.
That's Patrick Mahomes drops down sidearm.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Super handsome.
Quick wrist flick release generates tight spiral with quality zip.
Football.
I've lacked quality zip my whole life, so that's great. Good for you. Proud of you.
I think your hair has it.
Dangerous zone read option, relatively accurate throwing on the move, and also able to break the pocket and move the sticks with chunk play scrambles.
Football.
Yeah.
Well, Kirk does that all the time. What are you talking about? Chunk play scrambles are like Kirk's middle name.
By the way, a couple people saying Rodgers just got traded to the Broncos.
That's, well, okay. Is that in our comment section, though? Because yes. There's been comment section, he got traded to the Lions. I just, trepidations, YouTube audience, we love you, but fake news and fake reported trades.
You know where that comes from?
You know?
That comes from too many of these.
Oh, okay. Well, All right.
We love some reckless speculation.
We do, but at the same time, easy, guys.
All right, do you guys want the Kellen Mond, the Kellen Mond weaknesses?
He's got the magic wand. What are you talking about? Of course he's Kellen Mond.
He does, all right.
He just coined his nickname.
His deep throws are often flat and overthrown.
Ooh.
He's highly inconsistent in working with anticipation. He doesn't consistently make defenses pay for coverage mistakes.
Football.
He shies away from big play opportunities to make shorter throws and will miss late safety movement indicating incoming blitz.
Football.
Yeah, you have to learn.
Okay. Defaults to aiming rather than throwing at times.
That's a problem. Can't be aiming.
Football.
Can't be aiming.
Declan's right about that.
Yeah, no, you can't aim. Can't aim. Gotta trust the reads.
Just average attacking high-low route concepts, inaccuracy and indecisiveness reared ugly heads against LSU.
Declan's got some
breaking news.
Declan's got some.
Vikings have a pick at number 86. They have taken guard Wyatt Davis from Ohio State. So
that's
an offensive lineman.
Great pick. Wow. This is okay. So the Vikings have landed a franchise left tackle, the future successor to Kirk Cousins, and maybe a day one starting guard in Wyatt Davis with their first three picks. Boys, this has been a great draft so far for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yep.
Got to say.
And you know what? This has been so – I think it's probably fair to say that this has been – it feels like back-to-back pretty strong drafts.
Yeah. So Arif Hasan has been keeping track of the – he has like 60 different consensus – like all the big boards across the internet, right? Wyatt Davis, and this was the 86th pick – or I'm sorry, no, 90th?
86.
90th, they tripped, 90th pick.
No, 86. So I think it was a false alarm on that trade. No, I
86.
Think it's the 86. I think it was that trade was a false alarm. So this is the 86th pick that Wyatt Davis.
Sorry, fake news. Classic. Okay. So Wyatt Davis was the 53rd on the consensus board, the 53rd guy on the consensus big board of all the internet big boards, and the Vikings get him 33 picks later.
Football.
And it's now starting to make perfect sense. Courtney Cronin, our friend from ESPN, very, very much so. Sorry, Declan. Wyatt Davis played right guard at Ohio State. So, as she points out, this allows you to move Ezra Cleveland to alleviate Phil's concern, because we do not want Phil Mackey to be concerned. So, this allows you to move Ezra Cleveland back to
football,
the left side of the line, so the Predators can't attack two rookies. And Wyatt Davis potentially. So now you're looking at Christian Darrisaw at left tackle, Ezra Cleveland at left guard, Garrett Bradbury at center, Wyatt Davis at right guard, Brian O'Neill at right tackle.
Oh, actually, yeah. So hold on. We have some Wyatt Davis. We have some exclusive audio from Brian Baldinger evaluating Wyatt Davis here, okay?
Watch this throw here to Cameron Brayton. Little quick jam. Sometimes you just got to try the quick jam. The quick jam. Bam. Just get on him. Get on him as quick as you can. Boom. Then get off him. And then get ready to dance. Shuffle, slide. Shuffle, slide. You watch JPP right here and watch his ability just to slip like that. That's a little cross chop. Now, square the hips up. Bam.
The single best left tackle in the NFL in 2020 is Toronto.
Watch this throw here to Cameron Brayton. Bam! Little punch. Knock him off bounds. You got to change it up. You get the Predator off bounds, and then you dance.
Football!
Football,
yeah!
Yes.
Football!
Then you dance.
All right, so how do you guys feel about the Vikings offensive line now?
Much better than I did. Look, I thought that they were not going to take Darisaw at 23, okay? So I was very concerned, and I thought that they were going to take a defensive end and that O'Neal might move to right or to left tackle or maybe Cleveland. I feel much better because now the left side of your line is filled in, not by Dakota Dozier, right? You've got potentially, and I say again potentially, but I like the gamble because I don't think it's a huge gamble, an 8 to 10 year left tackle, which this team has lacked for a long time. The only question mark to me, a true question mark, now is probably Bradbury, a rookie guard. But, I mean, you don't I keep saying this. It's not like you need a Steve Hutchinson guard. You just need good guards, which the Vikings didn't have until Cleveland at least started to play right guard last year. I feel much more calm about the fact that they are giving Cousins, pass protection-wise, more of a chance, which in fairness to him, they do have to do.
Yeah. I mean, this draft has been aces for the Vikings. I just tweeted this. I mean, come on. A franchise left tackle in the first round, a future quarterback to take over for Kirk Cousins' bloated cap situation in the third round, and then a guy that was on the consensus all of the big boards across the internet. Wyatt Davis was 53rd. And they got him 30-plus picks later. A 53rd. An aces draft for the Vikings tonight on paper. I mean, they like obviously go start to work. You got to prove yourself. Like Mike Zimmer said last night, I hate to like anoint first day starting guys. Right. You got to earn this thing. But this has been on paper and just an unbelievable draft for the Vikings. And I mean, how do you not stand up and applaud this? I mean, I hate to be a homer, and we are like the least homer Viking show ever. People bitch about us and unsubscribe because we're not homer enough, right? This has been a great draft for the Vikings. Meat and potatoes, left tackle, a guard that might start day one, either right guard or left guard. And I mean, the Courtney Cronin point, we've been bringing this up. I hate the idea of rookies starting at left tackle, left guard. And so if Ezra Cleveland can move to left guard and Wyatt Davis can start at right guard, and all of a sudden now you're pushing Mason Cole back to like the swing, like the sixth man off the bench.
Yes.
To take over at center or guard, right? Yeah. Like that's how you roll.
Yes.
With depth. This is a great selection. This is Rick Spielman is dialed in the last two nights. This is Rick Spielman's Mona Lisa here, saving his job potentially.
So far, what I really like about this into the third round from the Viking standpoint is this. And this has not always been the case. Nothing feels forced.
Yeah.
This doesn't feel like a panicked, oh my God, Cousins' contract is up. Let's just take a quarterback. If this works, awesome, it works. If it doesn't work, it's a good this in some ways, and it's not an apples to apples, but quarterback-wise, this in some ways is very much like when they signed Kirk. Because I'll never criticize that move. Like that was an all-in move. It has not worked as planned. But it was an all-in move. The Kellen Mond pick right now is not a pressured move, but it is a good move. It's strategically, I think, Phil, it defaults to the term that you use a lot, which is the process. Like the process of this move and this draft is really solid. It's really good. And it doesn't feel like they've done anything where you roll your eyes and say, did you just take a running back in the second round and you've got Cook? Like this, it doesn't feel like that draft. And I think the most important thing to keep in mind, because I doubted this, I guess I owe the Vikings a little bit of an apology here. I doubted this. I thought that Zimmer would have a lot more of a say in these rounds so far and these picks. And because he got the free agent period and now Rick is being Rick in the draft, I think this works a lot better.
By the way, Zimmer got Chad Surratt too. That was his guy clearly, right? North Carolina linebacker.
Fine.
With the 87th pick, Kendrick Green, the guard from Illinois, goes off the board, and so he was one that we've had in the mix. But obviously, the Vikings got Wyatt Davis, so they're out of the market for Kendrick Green.
Yep.
You guys want to? We got a bunch of fans in the green room here. Should we, for the first time in three hours, bring some fans into the show?
Let's do this.
Should we go Alex in Texas here to start off with?
Our loyal listener. Alex, what's up, buddy? How we doing?
Hey, fellas. Can you guys hear me? I'm wearing headphones for the first time.
Yep.
We got like first time in your life? Or
No. First time using this chat with headphones.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Alex is like, dude, I'm like 40. First time in my life ever wearing headphones. It's crazy.
By the way, Vikings just took edge rusher Patrick Jones at number 90 out of Pittsburgh.
Cool.
There it is.
From Chris Thompson.
And we know how Andre Patterson is with late round defensive ends. He'll probably turn into another Daniel Hunter.
Hall of Famer, 100%.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm old school. I still write down each individual pick in my notepad.
That's Judd Zolgad move.
That's awesome. Good for you. Yeah.
Hey, real quick, Alex, I got to be honest. I have to pee so bad.
Go, Phil.
I'm going to pee quick. You take my spot. Alex is the new co-host of Purple Daily right now. BRB.
So,
all right.
I'm ecstatic, man. I almost fell out of my chair when they took Mund. As someone who went to an SEC school, I follow SEC football. Kellen Mund to me was probably, he's better than Kyle Trask. It's not even close in my opinion. Kyle Trask, he can move a little bit more. I think Kellen Mund's a little bit more looser than I think once now that he's not being coached by Jimbo Fisher, he'll be a lot looser. He'll be more loosey goosey. They nailed the first round pick with Darisaw. Wyatt Davis would have went earlier if he would have never gotten hurt. He's a steal at this point. North Carolina linebacker, South Carolina played against him. He moves all over the field. I'm ecstatic. This is probably, one of the best drafts ever. And also Declan, when you get old, like us, you're looking at the draft now, you look at the players and you look at the wives and the girlfriends of the players. You're like, man, they're nice. When you get to our age, you look at the moms, you go, man, he's got a nice looking mom.
Hey, I noticed that as well last night, okay? I'll save those takes for another podcast. I will not expose those right now, but I know where you're getting at, man. I feel you.
I like this draft, too, because I feel like they've filled needs. They've done a good job. But as I told Phil, I don't feel like anything's been forced. Like, there hasn't been a pick where you're like, why would you pick that guy there? And I love the fact, the strongest thing is, and I doubted this, but they started with Darisaw, which they needed. And to give Rick credit now, since 2018, the Vikings have done a very good job of addressing offensive line in the first two rounds. And, I mean, that used to be our gripe, and we weren't wrong. But the recent drafts, not all the picks have been great players, but the recent drafts have really made an attempt to address a position group where for a long time, it felt like Rick was like, I'll take Beavers in the fourth round and see if that works. And we were like, it's not going to work, dude. That's a terrible move. So it feels like there's a purpose here, and I really like the approach.
Yeah, I feel the same. I don't think there's been any reach, Ponder. Like you said, if Ponder was a third round, fourth round pick, fine. It didn't work, but you took a chance. But taking him first was definitely a reach. And Willie Beavers, I was never good. I never wanted that pick. Same thing with T.J. Clemens. I knew that they weren't ever going to be any good. But and then also RG3 to me kind of sounded like a bitter ex-wife. But, that's just –
I'm sure he's bitter about it. Yeah.
I mean, I know Kirk Cousins isn't – Kirk Cousins may not be able to do the things, but Kirk Cousins was good enough to beat you out of your job. So he may not be as athletic, but he would beat you out of your job. But I'm not saying Kirk Cousins is the best quarterback, whatever. Like, I'm just – that was my comment towards that. But – yeah, no, I'm excited, man. And if Kirk Cousins doesn't turn out to be, he has another crappy year, save $30 million. The salary cap is going to go way up because the new TV deal, fans are going to be back. It's going to go way up. So not only do you get to save that, that extra $40 million, but then you also get to, have a cheap left tackle, a cheap quarterback, and with Danielle Hunter, I mean, if nothing happens to him and they re-sign him, you got money, left tackle, quarterback, defensive end. Those are the top three positions. You're only paying top dollar for one of them. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. Great points, man. Great stuff. Thank you, Alex, very much.
Enjoy you guys as always. And you're awesome. The rest of the content. So
thank you, Alex.
Good stuff.
Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate that. You know what?
Yeah, go ahead, Judd.
Just a quick thought.
Yep.
What if if the Vikings do like Mond enough to jettison.
Wait, how many?
Four down. Only four. I had five down yesterday.
No one's saying anything. It's fine.
We're not judging, dude.
No. In fact, I'm going to go grab a beer before our next guest. But anyway, what if the Vikings like Mond enough to consider him the potential starter for 2022 and do sever ties with Kirk? I wonder if that's the thought process or flat out what they have conveyed to the Danielle Hunter camp. Because all of a sudden, a Hunter contract would be very simple. Like that would it would not be a problem.
Yeah, that's the thing too. And here's the thing. Would you rather have Kellen Mond plus Danielle Hunter for the next 5 years or Kirk Cousins and no Danielle Hunter?
It's not. As long as Mon can play, it's not a choice. I mean, that's not a decision.
Dude, yeah. Even if he can't play, like, I'd be willing to just keep rolling the dice on quarterbacks. I mean, Danielle Hunter is among the best at his craft, and his position is, one of the most, like, the three most important positions in the NFL. I think quarterback, left tackle, edge rusher.
Yeah.
And then from there, weapons, cornerback, etc.
Yeah, corners are important to it. Yep, yeah, I agree.
Let's keep rolling here. We've been babbling for a long time here on Triple Daily tonight. The Vikings have finished their picks tonight unless they trade back into the third round. Patrick Jones is the last pick for them in the third round. So let's is it Jason next up here?
Yeah, we'll go to loyal listener Jason here, who was on Bent Line, I believe, just a few Sundays ago. Jason, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Jason?
Hey, X, nice to see you again. Mackie,
nice to see you, man.
For the first time.
Jason, thanks for coming on, dude. Appreciate the support.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys always make my day better. So what can I say, guys? This has been an amazing night. Quarterback of the future.
Hold on. Let's mute Judd here.
I did. Okay. Go ahead, Jason. Go ahead.
Someone said drug break for Judd. I love it.
Drug break. Hey, Judd.
Oh, shoot. I got it.
Sorry, Jason.
Yeah, go ahead, Jason. I'm sorry.
So my theory is, you know what Rick did before this draft? I think he talked to Zimmer and he said, you know what, Zim? I want you to sit down, shut up, eat some of that deer you brought with you from your ranch, and let me do my job.
Yeah.
I got our next quarterback. I fixed our offensive line. And you're just going to have to sit there and deal with it because you got all the defensive toys you wanted in free agency, and we're going to do it right this year.
I think you might be sort of right.
Dude, yep. No. And you know what? Like, here's the thing. Like, if you look at the totality of everything they've done, free agency and then the first three rounds, that's how you do it, man. Like, that's how you fix the 2021 team. It's how you provide hope for the future.
Absolutely.
It may have been way too defensively loaded early on and made all of us feel uncomfortable about the offensive line, but it's hard to not feel really good about this year's team and then the future if this doesn't go well this year after what's happened tonight, Jason.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. And I told Dex when I did the vent line a couple weeks ago, I said, if they take another cornerback in the first round, I'm going to, you know, lose my mind. And I think they should have gone after Fields, but you know, that's all right. I'm glad we got Mond. He was the second guy that I would have wanted as far as a, you know, potential future quarterback. I'm glad we got him. So,
yeah.
Awesome.
Dude, Jason, thanks for coming on tonight. Appreciate the support, man, and the kind words, and we'll see you on Ventline on a future Sunday night episode here.
So just to recap here before we get to a couple more callers. So after not trading up in the second round, right? And we thought maybe it was a mistake. So now the Vikings, after four third round picks, walk away. Actually, if I'm going to include Darisaw here right now, the Vikings have made five picks though so far in the draft. Christian Darisaw at 23, Kellen Mond at 66, Chaz Surratt at linebacker at 78, Wyatt Davis at 86, and defensive end Patrick Jones II at 90. And you still have six more picks tomorrow. Yeah. I mean, this has been a home run.
Anthony Schwartz off the board. So he's the speedster. I believe he had the fastest 40 time of any player this offseason. And he went 91st to the Browns. So that pipe dream is gone.
Browns are having a good draft, too.
So the pick that I will say, don't let it fly below the radar, is the Wyatt Davis pick. I think that's so incredibly important. Like, I can't tell you how well I have not slept with the prospect of Dakota Dozier still being a viable option at guard. And you know, third round again. So if it works, awesome. If it doesn't, it doesn't kill you. But to get another lineman and to address and I mean, we do need to focus on the fact that since 2018, Rick has done a far better job, not perfect, but better job of addressing this, Phil. Because, I mean, we used to go through the list and how long it had been since they took O-line help high in the draft. And, I mean, there was a period of time where we asked, like, are you going to address this? And they have. But if you can now solidify both guard spots, both tackle spots, and center's a little bit of a question mark, but you tried there, I feel a lot better about, again, process and approach.
All right, let me ask you this. Do you guys want the Wyatt Davis NFL.com scouting report?
Not if you don't play the football sounder.
I mean, yeah, if you tease it up like this. Football.
If you don't play that sounder,
it's like when someone asks
me, music.
It's like when someone asks me a question, I would love to have something happen to you.
I'm not feeling enough enthusiasm. Do you guys want the Wyatt Davis NFL.com scouting
you
report?
Ready?
For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching at home. And for one third-round guard ready to step in as the savior to Dakota Dozier. Let's get ready to scout it!
Scout it!
I need Dexter to pretend Friday night at the bar, and he's just been asked, do you want my digits? That's what this is. Friday night at the bar, you're drinking some seltzers. And a pretty young lady comes up and says, "You've got great hair. Would you take my digits, please, and put them in your phone?"
If actually even just came up and spoke to me, let alone said the word digits, I'd still have to be comprehending what was happening. But yes, I appreciate the flattery, Judd. I really do.
I didn't say I'd do it. I just said you should pretend. Wyatt Davis's scouting report is like
football.
Let's hear it.
All right, very powerful lower body. Unrolls his hips into angle blocks, creating drive momentum.
Football.
Baldy is like, oh yeah.
Strains and can overtake one-on-one blocks in test of strength. Slides feet and hips into secure position post contact.
Football.
Clamps in and contains the man across from him on base blocks, looks to finish blocks with bad intentions.
Football.
Bang, bang. Against the Predator. Bang.
Bang. Bang.
Bad intentions. I mean, come on.
Watch this throw here to Cameron Brayton. Little quick jab. Little bam. Little punch. Knock him off bounds. You got to change it up. You get the Predator off bounds, and then you dance.
Gotta dance with the bottle.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to Bill here, our next guest on what's now turned into Vikings Vent Line on the Purple Daily YouTube channel.
Bill, gentlemen, what's going on? I could listen to Baldy 24 hours a day.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well. All right. Well, Bill, you ask,
you shall receive.
Let's do it.
Brian Baldinger doesn't just like football; he loves football.
The single best left tackle in the NFL in 2020 is Teron Armstead.
Christian.
I mean, I guess he didn't get the message on this shove right here about anti-bullying in America.
Football!
Football! Yeah! Football!
I love it as much as I love this draft. I think this draft has gone perfect. I couldn't ask for much more. I look at one thing, you know, Kirk. We all hate on Kirk. I hate on Kirk, too, but I like Kirk. I don't love Kirk, but I like Kirk.
That's fair. Yeah.
Last year, he had 100 less passes than the top guy, but with 6 in touchdowns, and the Vikings' offense was 4th in touchdowns. You give him a top 15 line, I think Kirk cooks. I think Kirk will pick you apart just enough to, at the end of the year, we can get a couple first-round picks for him and trade him off and start Bond.
Bill,
wow.
Reckless speculation. Bill, there, my goodness.
I love where you're going with this.
Bill, do you think Kirk Cousins, do you envision Kirk Cousins ever holding up a Super Bowl trophy in purple?
This year. I could see it.
Or any year. Oh, wow.
I look at, the reason why, so I look at Zimmer. Everybody, Judd hates on Zimmer a little more than most people, but, you know, it's all good. I think Zimmer is one of the top three or four coaches that could win a Super Bowl without a great quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, and I agree with that. Yes.
I think Kirk's contract has held Zimmer back.
Yes, that's 100% right.
That's true, yes.
You know what I'm saying? And I think the defense, I think the defense this year is going to be nasty. Mm-hmm. One, because 2017, they had a very good young to veteran ratio on that defense. And the last couple of years, the defense has been either hurt or very young. And this year, they have such a good – they have veterans, they have young guys, they have guys that have been there for a couple of years. And I think it's going to be nasty. I think it could possibly be better than the 2017 defense a better offense.
Oh, so that's absolutely. My take on that. Do you know what I love about the opportunity that appears to be here for the Vikings? We are going to go into a season and watch them play where all excuses have been removed.
That's true. Eradicated.
Right. I mean, blown off the face of the field. Like we're now going to go into a year where we can say to all of the most important people with this team,
get it done.
Okay, exactly. And if you can't, we'll know.
One other thing, I think this draft proves that Zimmer has come to realize offense is important.
Or did Spielman lock Zimmer out of the war room altogether?
Right? Man. I get that's a possibility.
He's got the axe like in The Shining.
Red rum.
Here's Mikey.
Yeah. I get that. One thing, if I can get it, write this down.
Oh, hold on. Sorry. Wrong page here.
Write it down. You like writing things down. Okay. I'm prepared.
DJ Wanham will have at least 8 sacks this year.
Wow. Okay.
DJ Wanham is a stud, and they're very.
Can we add that? Can we put Bill? Yeah. Bill. Bill on the write that down resume.
So what was the official prediction?
At least 8 sacks. Eight sacks or more.
8 sacks.
Okay. There it is.
Write this down.
Got you.
Write that down.
All right. I like it. Bill, you brought the heat tonight. Thanks for coming on, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Get you on again sometime.
I appreciate it.
That's Bill here on Purple Daily, Vikings Vent Line.
2021 Vikings slogan, all excuses are gone.
It's true. Eradicated.
No
Hashtag
more excuses.
Eradicated. Yes.
I absolutely love that.
Let's keep rolling through here. All right. Next, who we got next?
Let's our loyal guy, Ben in Florida. Coach Ben, what's up, man? How are we feeling after day two of the draft?
My man.
Hey guys, I love this draft so far. I think tomorrow will just be kind of icing on the cake. To the guy's last point, I don't think Rick is locking Zimmer out of the war room, but I think Rick probably went to Zimmer before the draft and said, "Hey man, if we don't really fix and address and really attack the offense, we're all getting fired." So let's try and fix the offense. And one other thing, I think this draft certainly helps this team for 2021, but in 2022, if they say, you know what, we're going with Kellen Mond will have hopefully an average to above average offensive line. He will have Justin Jefferson to throw the ball to, and then you can get some other receivers, maybe Adam Thielen still there. And we have forgotten about him throughout the entire offseason, but Dalvin Cook is still going to be there. So he's going to have a plethora of weapons and offensive firepower to work with, and probably a decent defense. Kellen Mond should be just salivating at this opportunity with the Vikings, because they're going to really – they have a system just set up for him to just walk in and have immediate success to see if he's the guy. So yeah. I love this draft. It's good for 2021 and future and beyond. But they've really invested in the offense, and that's what I'm proud of this team about.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And for the record, just out of curiosity here, just pulling up Kirk's Twitter account. So last night, 23 hours ago,
great point.
He retweeted the NFL's tweet of, "Hey, with the number 23 pick, the Vikings select Christian Darrisaw. Welcome to the Vikings. Hashtag Skol." No tweet so far tonight from Kirk Cousins. Just throw it out there.
You know, I You know what? With Kurt, I will say this. He has been good. He has just not been good enough. And that's just ultimately what it comes down to. Like, there are a lot of teams that would like Kirk Cousins as their starting quarterback. He's better than most quarterbacks, but he's just not been good enough. And I think the Vikings have realized that. They say, hey man, it was a nice run. I'm with you, Judd. I don't fault them at all for signing Cousins in 2018. Not at all.
It's a good move.
That was the right move to do at that moment. It's just not working right now.
Yeah, Ben, this comes down to, what are your expectations as a fan, as you follow this team? Do you want them to be good and flirt with playoffs, or do you want them to win the first Super Bowl in franchise history? And is Kirk Cousins good enough to lead them to a Super Bowl championship? And the jury is still very much out on that in big moments against the best teams.
Yeah, you're watching teams like Tampa. You know, they just returned all their starters, and they have – even though an old aging Tom Brady, you know, and I ask fans all the time, like, what do you want? Do you want to just be good, or do you want the Lombardi Trophy? You know,
absolutely.
I want the Lombardi Trophy. That's what I want.
And guys, can we for a second, because I mean, tonight is all about hope. Can we dream for a second about this offense if it's led by a quarterback who is mobile and developing? And Ben brings up the name of Dalvin Cook, who I've always felt is a marvelous player and is underutilized in ways he could be used. Okay. He is a running back, which is fine, but that's the old school. Let's hand him the rock. But think about his athletic skill set. And what I like about him is, and I've always said this, he's a way more complete player than Adrian was. Adrian was the old bell cow running back.
Yeah.
Dalvin Cook can do a lot of things. So let's dream for a second, and let's dream of an offense run by a guy with the Kellen Mond skill set. Let's say it develops, okay? Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, Irv Smith, Dalvin splitting out at times way more than he does now. An offensive line that provides protection, which is adequate, and an offensive mind who melds all of these things together to give you an offense that is from 2022, not 2003. Like, think about the potential here when you move beyond what the Vikings, you know, second down and three, what are we going to do? Oh, we're going to run the football. Think about the differences here. And if Dalvin splits out, goes in motion, I'm just saying there's a world of opportunity here that could make this an up-to-date, like what we watch Chiefs games, and it's in a different league. Like, you can't dream about it. I wonder if the Vikings would do that, because they won't. Think about if they did. Let's dream for a moment.
I think they have a great chance of maybe getting to that dream. Maybe not next year, but the year after. You know, they set themselves up, and you know, and Zimmer may not like that or accept that, but somebody's got to tell them that, hey man, we're going to have to, if we can get an offense averaging 30 points a game, we are going to win more games than not.
Yeah. Ben, great stuff, man. You've been a loyalist, even going back to the old radio version of Vikings Vent Line, and we appreciate you making the transition to the Purple Daily YouTube channel, and we'll talk again soon, my friend.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that's Ben in Florida here on what's now transitioning to Vikings Vent Line. Dex, should we just keep going here?
Turn your mic on, Dex.
God, yes, absolutely. Let's keep going.
Declan's done like 100 things behind the scenes that nobody even knows that have been amazing.
The problem is he's six seltzers in.
So, no, that's not why. That is like maybe 15% of the reason why this mic won't turn on. I said 15. I credited some. I did not say zero. I said 15. The problem is when you click it, sometimes it still doesn't turn back on. So you have to do a double click. I'm not going to explain myself anymore. Let's go to Eric. Eric, my guy who was on Ventline the other day. I believe
Eric is rocking some great facial hair there. I'm gonna give some facial hair props to Eric right now.
But speaking of muted microphones, Eric, your mic is muted, my friend. You just got to unmute your mic there on there the tab. Go. There you He's go, brother. Now.
Yeah.
Does that work?
Oh, there you go.
Is that better?
Love it. Oh, boy. Yes,
there
sir.
You go. Yeah, love it.
Sweet. Y'all, I'm so excited about the draft. Every everything that the Vikings just did, I'm absolutely stoked about, including Kellen Mond, who a couple weeks ago I was on the vet line with Dex. I did not agree with him about picking up a developmental quarterback. Completely changed my mind. Completely changed my mind. And I'm not even a Kellen Mond fan. I love it. I love the pick. I love putting pressure on Kirk Cousins. I love the Darrisaw pick in the first round. I thought Wyatt Davis in the third round is an amazing pickup. It wasn't that long ago. It was not that long ago that a lot of people had Wyatt Davis as a first round pick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly right.
Wasn't that long ago. It was, a matter of fact, I think the only reason that he slipped into the third round was because of the injury that he suffered late there. What was it?
Yep.
In the, it wasn't in the national championship game. It was the game before, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. That sounds right.
But yeah, it's been a great draft so far.
Yeah, I think like it's really hard to sit here and not feel good. I mean, there's still some holes, and they still have some things that they have to absolutely. I think in like if I'm going to nitpick, interior pass rush is a thing still. And they still, I don't think they have somebody to really drive interior pass rush on third downs. But, like, that's a much better spot to be in with nitpicks than where we were, like, in week six last year. So, so all things considered, they've improved the 2021 squad immensely in the last 2 months. And they've given you hope, Eric, with Kellen Mond for life after 2021. So, for me, like, I mean, it's an A. The whole thing is an A. The free agency period combined with the draft has been an A for the Vikings so far, Eric.
Yeah, absolutely. And heck, I'm just glad they didn't draft Mac Jones.
And I'm an Alabama fan. You and Judd. So you and Judd are just you're an Alabama fan and you're out of Mac Jones?
Yeah, look, I'm an Alabama fan. I've been rooting for Alabama since we moved to Alabama. And that was in 99. Completely out on Mac Jones.
Did you move from Minnesota after the Gary Anderson miss?
You know what? I wish I did. I've been a Minnesota fan my entire life, but I only lived in Minnesota like the first 6 months of my life.
I was gonna say you're not that old. Why don't you like Jones? Like I felt that he just popped up too much and San Fran drove the conversation, but why weren't you in on Mac Jones?
Because he doesn't do anything that's all that spectacular. There's nothing about Mac Jones that impresses me all that much. Mac Jones was throwing to amazing wide receivers behind an amazing offensive line and handing off to an amazing running back playing for an amazing coach.
Yep.
I've been an Alabama fan for quite a few years. Trust me. Like, Mac Jones is not special.
Yep. No, they've had a lot of Mac Jones type guys who just look amazing behind NFL players up and down. Eric, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you. We'll get you on some other time here on Vetline on a Sunday night, and we'll talk soon, man. Let's keep rolling here, boys. This has been a blast tonight, man. What a fun night of Vikings football drafting. Dex, who's next?
Let's go with my man, Shanix, who's just chilling right now. Shanix,
hey,
what's up?
Guys.
Yeah. What up?
I'm so happy I can sleep now. I'm so happy. I've been watching you guys doing so many mock draft after mock draft, getting so many 2.0, 5.0, 5.1.
Mock!
Right. Yep, I love that. I love that part, too. So, yeah, I'm so glad that Ricky Trebax watched your show and actually decided to listen to you guys and try to basically draft as much as possible of what they actually need instead of what Zimmer wants or what they usually get. So I would also say, like, on paper, perfect. As again, we don't know, we can't tell. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it, but
yeah,
for a draft that I rarely go into because I'm like, oh, you're going to probably draft 10 billion quarterbacks and then get 10 billion kickers, and we're like, okay, whatever. And then one of them actually turns out to be good. But this one, as of now, it's pretty good, and it actually makes me feel like Ricky is actually
Ricky.
Have something in his mind.
Dude, I legitimately, like, so Chanix, Judd, Dex, I said this like a half hour ago. I think Rick Spielman, with these last two nights, legitimately bought himself at least another year or two as GM of the Vikings.
Yep.
And maybe he whiffs on, like, maybe all these guys are whiffs. Maybe Darisaw's a whiff. Maybe Kellen Mond's a whiff. But, like, the idea of the draft he put together impressed ownership enough, I think, to give him a stay through 2022. My thoughts.
And what he did was very effortlessly. He didn't have to trade a lot crazy stuff. Yes, we weren't able to get Justin Field, but compared to what the Bears had to give him, we got what we wanted without doing anything, and we got some more. Like, that's music to our ears. And that's the thing to us as Vikings fans, like, we haven't been really lucky with first round quarterbacks, so maybe we would be good for a third rounder. We don't know. Yeah, so at least that. You're giving that chance for us. We're rooting for it. I'm finally proud to wear this Viking jersey and you know, Skull Bikes.
Oh, look at that. Skull.
Signage.
Yeah.
I love
absolutely,
it.
Man.
Love it, Chanix.
Go, Chanix. Come on. Sing songs.
Fight.
Yeah,
Chanix, you know, we appreciate you and your loyal
followership
of us here on Purple Daily, man. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Absolutely. Good night, you guys.
Thanks, Chanix.
You too, man.
Love
I
you.
Know, I know what the Wilf said to Rick. They said, Ricky, don't draft that corner. You've got too many already on your roster.
God.
Draft a quarterback in the third round. Da-da-da.
I am a mark for any Steely Dan reference. I'm here for it. I'm here for it, for sure. All right, so just real quick, before we get to a couple more Vikings fans here, our buddy Pulford Skoll is coming up next. If you've been hanging out with us tonight, if you're watching right now, you can help us so much by clicking the like button and the subscribe button on the Purple Daily YouTube channel, and we'll give you, in return, daily Vikings entertainment in your feed. Off-season included, we promise, 365-plus episodes per year of Purple Daily, Apple, Spotify, ScoreNorth.com, and the Purple Daily YouTube channel. And while we're here, Mackie and Judd, for all your other Minnesota sports needs, daily as well, Apple, Spotify, and ScoreNorth YouTube channel, ScoreNorthMN. So, Dex, any other final words from you promotionally before we get to our next Pulford Skoll guest?
Follow us on Instagram. Score North. We've got over that 7,000 mark. Appreciate you guys. We want to get that up even higher. So if you want to hit us up on Instagram, by all means, follow us on Instagram. We'll do some Instagram lives too in peak moment. Like, literally, the draft is taking place right now and the Twins are going off. So that's always great. The Wild, the last couple games, I don't want to talk about it. But at the same time,
go, Victor Rask, go, pull it off, top line.
But yes, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You know where we're at. So should we go to our guy, Pulford, here?
Pulford, let's do it.
My man, Pulford, what's up, brother?
What's up, guys?
All right, are you going to come on here and crap on this draft now, or are you happy?
No, he looks happy.
No, we're happy. Hey, look, we're rocking.
Dude, that dip, that's a rock star dip you have in right now, too.
Well, he always has got a horseshoe in that mouth right there. Yeah, I love it.
Hey, speaking of horses, Dex, I can't wait for you to come down here to ride some horse.
Dex, come on.
I'll throw one in after this draft is over, Pulford, but I literally cannot. I can't even imagine going on a horse right now, okay? I'll throw in a dip after this. That's fine. But I cannot do a horse, dude. I absolutely cannot.
Hey, you just got to do it.
And what is it, 50K and you're coming down here to Tennessee?
That's
right.
We need
50K subs. 50K subs.
At 50K, yep. I'll gladly.
Hey, let's get it up, subscribers. Let's get it up. Hey, we got 3 points tonight. Hey, at the first one, we got NFC North drama. We got Vince McMahon. Sorry, Phil. You're going to sit out on this one. And then we got a Kellen Mond. Okay? So we'll start with some NFC North drama, right? We got the Rodge, Aaron Rodgers, saying, I might just retire. You guys don't trade me? I'll just retire.
Yep.
Love it. Love it. He says, you know what? I don't want to be here. I don't want to be a part of you guys no more. Trade me or I'll just retire. You got to love that. And then we get to play Jared Goff twice a year.
Goff.
Yeah. Dylan Goff and Jared Goff.
Oh, yep. Man.
Jared Goff twice a year. And then you guys know the Bears are fixing to screw up Justin Fields so badly. Week one, they're going to be like, Andy Dalton's a starter. And then they're going to be like, oh, wait, no, we should play Justin Fields. And then week two is going to be Justin Fields. No, wait, we should put in Andy Dalton. And they're going to screw it up horribly. And I love it. I absolutely
You're
love
right.
it.
You're right. You're exactly right. I think they're one of like four teams that Fields should have absolutely said, please don't draft me. Just don't draft me. Because you guys are going
please
to
please God, yes, stay away, you bastards, yes.
The Packers drama. That hearing that yesterday has changed my opinion of the conference slightly, but the division totally.
Yeah, yeah,
it really has.
I agree, Pulford. We love you. Right, thank you for
on.
Being a. Oh,
hold
go,
on,
go,
hold
go,
on.
Go.
We got two more. We got two
go.
More.
Go.
Hey, we got Vince McMahon. Hey, Vince McMahon. They're going to bring him in as a special guest. They're going to line up Dakota Dozier, Drew Samia, Sean Mannion, Jake Browning on the 50-yard line at U.S. Bank Stadium. Vince McMahon's going to trot out, and he's going to stand right next to Rick, and he's going to go, you're fired!
Kiss my ass.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Hey,
can we get Rick Smiller to join the kiss my ass club?
They're all fired.
Are you familiar with the kiss my ass club?
Oh, yeah.
No, I've seen the you're
so
fired.
It would be like if Rick Spielman was mad at some of his employees, and instead of firing them, he demanded that he pull down his trowel and they kiss his ass on live national television.
They're all gone, and we're bringing in Vince McMahon to do it. Hey, we got Wyatt Davis. We got Christian, I believe it's Garrison, right? Christian Garrison?
Christian Garrison, yes, exactly, yep.
Yeah, Garrison Keillor.
Well played, Pulford. Well played.
Hey, and then lastly, all I want to know is our new future QB, Kellen Mond. I'm so pumped about that. Hey, guys, I need to know, though, is he capable and able and willing and ready to sit behind center and go, Red Raiders! Red Raiders!
Do we have that?
I don't know if we do. I think we do somewhere in the deep, deep, deep,
deep
archives.
Deep archives. Okay.
Yeah.
We you do have this. You like that.
There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Love it, brother.
There you go. All right. Pulford, love you, brother. See you next time on Vikings Vent Line, my friend.
Good stuff, Pulford. Enjoy the dip and the alcohol. Talk to you.
See you guys.
Bye.
All right, Pulford Skoll. All right, let's wrap it. One more guest here on Vikings Vent Line, Dex.
Yeah, let's go to Leanne. Leanne, first time Vent Line guest. What's going on, Leanne?
What's up, Leanne?
What's up?
I'm enjoying the draft. Remember Dave from South Carolina?
Oh, wow. We got a family affair here.
We do. He drugged me into the Vikings fandom.
Very nice.
Wait a second. So wait, so Dave from South Carolina is going to forfeit his chance to talk? Wait a second.
I know.
I'm in Tennessee now, guys. We moved to Tennessee and we got married. So we're
congratulations.
Excited. Yeah.
Thank you.
Love it. And, right. What were your combined thoughts on the Vikings draft tonight?
Everybody keeps saying Spielman's great and good, but I don't know. I mean, we've not been to the Super Bowl, you know? And it's just, hey, if we can get there, sure. But, I mean, proof's in the pudding. I'm just waiting to see us get further along than what we've gotten even last year. That was disappointing last year.
That's fair. I mean, he's been here. I mean, Rick Spielman's been here for a decade and a half. And they keep coming up short of the first Super Bowl championship in franchise history. So I feel you on the frustration. Kellen Mond might be the franchise quarterback of the future, though, after tonight. So your joint thoughts.
Maybe.
Well, let me give you my thoughts, Bill.
Dave, you have thoughts? Wait a second.
These last two drafts are championship drafts. I am on the train. I will be in Cincinnati. We'll be in Cincinnati this year and in Charlotte. And maybe we'll see you guys there. But I think we're on the right track. I think things are moving the right way. And whether Zimmer's there or not, this roster in the next year or so is going to be ready for an offensive coach, or we're going to actually finally break this thing down. So we'll see. I like it.
Love it. Love it. Awesome. Well, Leanne, congratulations to keeping Dave from South Carolina as brief as he's ever been on Vikings Ventline. We love Dave.
It's a birthday boy, right? We got a birthday boy.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, man.
Not far behind you, Jed. I'm the big 5-0.
Oh,
congratulations.
Wow.
That's a major achievement.
I know. I'm still I'm still waiting for that championship.
Downhill from there, but it's a major achievement.
All right, thank you both. Appreciate you guys.
That's
Let's
awesome.
Keep rolling here. We got a couple more here.
Hey, another loyal guy, Darian, my man. You're back on Vikings Event Line. What's up, man?
Unfortunately, I'm joined the old angry group. You're not gonna like what I have to say today.
No, let's do it. Let's do it.
It's your place.
I don't like Kellen Mond. I've watched him play in the SEC. He's done nothing, and I feel like. It's the same as having Kirk Cousins for me, you know, saying just in general, I don't see a big difference. I don't understand why we got Chaz. We could have got Chaz like maybe the fifth round. And I am happy we got a guard and we got a tackle. So we haven't gone away from that.
So Darian, let's focus on Kellen Mond here. So what is it? Because I'll be honest, like I wasn't watching all of Kellen Mond's games last year. What do you not like about Kellen Mond?
He doesn't take chances. As far as downfield, it may have been by design, or maybe it's just something that he does. But I see like maybe. I don't want to be over dramatic, but maybe Tavares Jackson 2.0.
Ooh. You know what? I'll tell you what. You know what? I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. All right. So that sounds terrible, but you know what? The Vikings once went 10-6 and won a division and went to the playoffs with Tavares Jackson. So like
that is very true.
So you can do it. You can do it. And the Vikings have been much worse with Kirk Cousins. So
that is very true.
It's all relative.
Very true. Very true.
But the key thing to me with Mond is this: he's a third round pick. Okay, he's going to develop. He's going to develop, and behind the scenes, they're going to get a pretty good feel for who he is next year. You don't have to be wed to him though. Like the Tavares thing that became frustrating with Brad was that was sort of like Brad's guy, and Brad was like, "He's my guy. He's my guy. He's going to start." And after a while, I was like, "No, just move on."
That's definitely another Vikings fan.
No, she loves Kellen Mond from what it sounds like. She loves Kellen Mond.
She's like, dude, Darian, you're a moron, dude. Come on now.
Yeah, let's give a chance.
But I will say this. He is better than the current guy that we have at backup.
So, well, yeah. He's a tree stump. He's a tree stump, for God's sake.
So I do have a question. So as far as, I guess – because I was hoping to really find like trade up or at least trade up to get like a really big time third wide receiver guy, and they never came. So as far as who's left, who would you want to look for towards that? Because it seems like everybody's pretty much gone.
Man, I wanted Schwartz. I really did. And he went already. I wanted speed guy, third wide receiver, send him down the sidelines. I mean, I don't have a great answer after Schwartz went off the board. So, you know, here's an answer. Larry Fitz. Underneath, third down,
nice.
Slots. Cardinals drafted wide receiver tonight.
Don't laugh. That's an absolutely great
Larry
idea.
Fitz. He's
that is
free
very
agent.
Great. I like it.
But great in the locker
another
room.
Thing, too. I think I was also upset because they took Chaz. I think Dylan was still on the board. Dylan Moses still on the board. And I watched Dylan Moses play. I mean, he got hurt the prior year. Before he got hurt, he was awesome. And then it took him a while to kind of get himself back together. So I'm trying to figure out how we went for a guy that was playing quarterback that turned into a linebacker.
Yeah. I don't know about that one. Yeah.
By the way, some commenters are saying in terms of SDSU, so Shai Smith and then some other guys are on the board too. So listen, okay. Darian, we got to run. We're up against an actual clock here. So we're going to say goodbye. Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
We'll talk Appreciate again it, soon. And mm-hmm. we'll get you on Vetline again sometime, all right? Appreciate it. Let's go one more here.
All right.
All right, Travis.
This is redemption. Travis, you came on here yesterday wanting.
You have 60 seconds because we got
to
go.
If I get a chance on Sunday to talk on Vetline, that'd be great. I'm happy because we have a future, and I look forward to see what we can do. And I know the person previously doesn't like Kellen Mond, but I mean, I don't know much about Kellen Mond either, but he's one guy that I wanted. I didn't want Kyle Trask. I'm surprised that Tampa scared me in terms of that thinking they were going to take quarterback, which they did. But then taking Kyle Trask made me think that the Vikings were going to do the very next thing. And if I get a chance to talk about it on Sunday, that'd be great. I'm done. But thanks, guys. I'm happy.
Boom. All right, Travis.
Hey, Travis. Love it.
Travis, be good. Travis,
hey,
out.
He's like, self-realization.
He's
good
like,
for
I'm
you.
Just gone. I'm gone.
Yeah. I love
Travis.
It.
Mic drop. See you later. Bye.
Oh, I mean, I got three. I got three people lined up like normal, but I'm feeling like because it's so hot, I might have to turn it into like a classic vent line, like a whole full room kind of a thing at this point. I think I'll have to. I'll have to.
Yep. So all right. So we have 1 minute left here. Judd, final thoughts.
Very effective draft. Does not feel forced. Quarterback of the future potentially, but if he's not, he's a third round pick, so it's not going to come back and bite them in the ass. I think that this draft is offset how I felt about the free agency period, which is defense, defense, defense. When are you going to address offense? Clearly they pivoted and have done that so far through two nights. I really like how this has unfolded from a positional standpoint. Even if we don't know the players that well, the positions they're filling are very smart, and I love how it started. The Darisaw pick to me is a home run.
Yep. I agree with everything you said. My thoughts are, A, thank you to every Vikings fan who came and watched tonight. This was the best night. Last night was the best night in Tampa Bay history. Tonight surpassed it because of the drafting of Kellen Mond. So please subscribe to Purple Daily YouTube and also subscribe to the podcast feed anywhere you find podcasts. Purple Daily, daily Vikings entertainment and takes, etc. The Vikings helped their team for this year and beyond tonight and last night. It's been a great two nights of drafting. I'm here for it. Rick Spielman, nice work, buddy. Congratulations. Declan, your final thoughts.
Final thoughts are, number one, brilliant move to trade back, because if you don't trade back, you don't get Kellen Mond. Right? I mean, they got that pick from the New York Jets. That was the Jets pick. So if you don't trade back, you don't get Kellen Mond. You didn't trade up for the round two. Mm-hmm. You didn't waste that capital to do that, and you still walked out with a quarterback, an offensive lineman, a linebacker, and a defensive end. I mean, seriously, I know you shouldn't judge drafts after one day, but yeah, this is a DX. Are you ready? Sometimes you just got to look to the click, and I'm looking right at you, Rick Spielman, and this is absolutely it. I heard I couldn't cut the mustard. Well, guess what, Green Bay Packers? You suck, pal, and I'm ready. I'm absolutely in.
Oh, boy. Cut him off. Cut his mic. Now really cut his mic. He's been cutting his own mic. Cut his mic.
Just check the seltzer. All right, we got to run. Great night tonight. Tomorrow.
Thank you.
We're back with a recap of the full draft tomorrow. Vetline with Declan. Thank you so much. TCL, enjoy more of what you love with TCL. Mackie, Judd, Declan, executive producer, Vikings going all the way, either this year or beyond with Kellen Mond. We'll see. Thanks for hanging out with us.